brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
It is the 12th day of November 2008. We're going to be live here for the next 4 hours. Very important broadcast lined up for you today. Alan Watts to break down the mass mind control going on with the staged election of 2008 will join us from Canada. Then Gary Franchi, who's heading up the Get Rid of the Fed, Abolish the Fed movement nationwide with demonstrations for the 22nd of November at every private Federal Reserve branch across the country. By the way, I have a clip of Alan Greenspan admitting that the Federal Reserve basically runs everything and is beholden to no one. Ralph Nader will also be joining us today to talk about what's happening with the whole takeover by the private banks, the corporate looting, the heist that is intensifying. And then Larry Pratt will join us for the last 30 minutes of the broadcast today to talk more about record gun sales, all-time records broken nationwide. So Alan Watt, Gary Franchi, Ralph Nader, and Larry Pratt today right here on the GCN Radio Network. In the meantime, there's a great story, a very informative, by Paul Watson up on prisonplanet.com, dealing with more information emerging about Barack Obama's youth brigades, his civilian defense corps, his national draft. And we not only have his own statements and his chief of staff statements admitting it'll be mandatory and that it'll affect basically even the elderly up to their 70s will be, quote, required to slave and to learn what it is to be an American, to be reeducated, to learn how to spy on their neighbors. I mean, you can't make this up. Well, it turns out back in 96, Rahm Emanuel, who engineered the big Democratic takeover in the House and, of course, kept the war going, that was what his stated job was to defeat anti-war Democrats, you know, real liberals. He talked to, well, several newspapers, but a new one has emerged with the New York Daily News. It's during a cocktail party being recorded, so the audio is a bit, well, it's pretty good audio. It's just there's a lot of clinking of glasses and jazz playing in the background. And he basically restates word for word everything that's in his book and everything that was on change.org, or excuse me, change.gov. Now it's a government site, the president's transition site. And the Obama Kool-Aid drinkers are behaving just like Bush Kool-Aid drinkers. When we posted the fact last Friday, and then it got picked up all over the nation by other blogs, that his website was calling for mandatory military service and mandatory domestic squads, which is just a continuation of the Clinton and Bush policies, just now with a different spin on it. They went on the Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com stories about it that Kurt Nemo and Paul Watson wrote and said it wasn't true and said we were liars. And then, I guess, to match that with their delusional reality, reality was edited, or the matrix was altered, and it was memory-holed, and every major page of change.gov was altered, including the lines about it being mandatory. But Google Cache, the Wayback Machine, and other sites that save the web, they at least save prominent sites, we were able to get that, and they accused us in that article and on liberal blogs where they posted our story of manufacturing the screenshots. I mean, look, come on. Why are you willfully delusional? Why don't you admit that that slavery is in vogue now and that a black face is bringing it to America and that he's a front man and that he's a puppet? No, instead, you're going to deny everything, just like George Bush supporters did. I've had them come up to me in a gun shop and say, you're lying about him supporting the assault weapons ban. You know, with Bush. And I just don't even argue with them. I go, just fine, I'm lying. Just believe whatever you want. We'll be right back with this and a lot more. Huge broadcast lined up for you today. Stay with us. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. Our elected representatives wanted a good old boy bailout for the special interest, so they ignored your screams not to do it. They turned off the telephones and email. They voted to print $850 billion at least out of thin air. This money now owns the American and European banks. The exploding inflation that is now guaranteed will slash your life savings to nothing and blast the cost of necessities, particularly food, beyond many Americans' reach. In pre-Nazi Germany superinflation, the cost of a loaf of bread doubled every 2 days until it reached over 4 billion marks. Food prices are skyrocketing so fast, there seems as if there may be no end in sight. The private banks, merging with our government, are refusing to loan grocery stores enough money to restock their shelves. The stores have less food, but jack up prices to stay in business. Whatever happens in America, we need to be prepared and be ready. Everything is zeroing in on food. One-third of Americans have to choose between buying food and paying for other necessities. My friends, whatever it takes, get prepared, get self-sufficient, get food. For everybody out there listening, it's very important for you to understand that by having a supply of storable food, the government, the New World Order, has a lot less control over you. And so it's a mindset of self-sufficiency and preparedness. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
In case you joined us, Alan Watts coming up in 52 minutes. Gary Franchi of In the Fed National Protest. Ralph Nader and Larry Pratt today. That is our eclectic and truly thought-provoking and diverse panel that we'll be speaking with today. We are going to cover a host of other issues as well, namely the banking takeover part deuce. Part two that we're now going to be witnessing, and I on the treadmill today watched 35-plus minutes of Henry Paulson's press conference. All lies, all deceit, all spin, just everything was complete lies if you actually spend any time studying what they're saying and doing. So I want to get into Paulson as well. I've got a bunch of other GMO news. They have studied universities, industry, the companies themselves like Monsanto and ConAgra and others. They have studied their own GMO foods, and every major GMO that is cross-species gene-spliced food has a sterilizing effect on the males and females that eat it. Just across the board, it hurts all life forms. Hurts mammals, hurts insects, and it's a whole bunch of German and British and Dutch and Chinese studies out that just one particular type, but it's grown all over the world, and it just so happens wherever you have corn growth belts, you find that corn being grown, that's where you'll have total bee die out. 2 billion bees died this year alone in England. That was most of their bees. It is the GMO corn that produces a pesticide in the plant itself so bugs don't eat it. Hey, what a great system. It just so happens that most types of insects, grasshoppers, weevils, things like that. They won't eat the poison corn, but honeybees will. So the honeybee comes by and gets some pollen off the pollinating corn, and bye-bye honeybee. But it's not just the honeybees. You may not care about the honeybees. You can sit back and laugh and giggle and snicker about it, but you had better care about your own reproductive system. And by the way, that's just on that level. The association of GMO with diabetes and the rat and guinea pig and rabbit studies and monkey studies, primate studies, the association with cancers, with gastrointestinal disorders. I mean, all of these things are off the charts now, thousands of percentile in increases. And, you know, if that doesn't get you, the fluoride does. And if that doesn't get you, the mercury does. And if that doesn't get you, the barium salts and aluminum dioxide being sprayed, now admitted in a worldwide weather modification program to save the earth from climate change. That's just the cover. That's what they tell the well-meaning environmental wacko cultist or religious cult members that work at these facilities where they load the fuel with it. Oh, God help us. Meanwhile, they're about to start taxing the air we breathe and exhale, calling it a toxic waste. That'll absorb the entire legitimate environmental movement and make it all about regulating humans, controlling our industrial output. Obama's all over TV yesterday and today saying we've got to get our industry going again. When he is supported, and his party is supported, and his chief of staff is the guy that rammed through, he was the ramrodder. He was the honcho. That's why he's known as the pit bull. Rambo. On getting NAFTA rammed through. Remember Bill Clinton? And Al Gore? Remember Al Gore making fun of Ross Perot and Larry King Live? And because Al Gore laughed at him, some of the public got fooled and said, oh, he laughed at him. NAFTA must be good. But they would have you believe it fooled the public. It didn't. When that thing finally passed, what was it, 80-something percent of the public in the polls was against it? They don't care. So Barack Obama is running around saying he wants to get our industry going again. Do you know what a carbon tax is going to do? Do you know what cap and trade is going to do? Do you know an attack on the coal plants? All these fools go, good, those rich, evil coal companies, they deserve to go out of business. I hope Obama bankrupts them. Yeah. Oh, really? About 50%, 49% is the specific number, the exact number. 49% of all power in the U.S., that's electrical power to every type of factory, business, restaurant, school, church, car dealership, shopping malls, everything. Golf courses, tennis courts, pools, your house. They knock that out, you're going to see energy easily double in prices on top of all the inflation. And so we can never adjust to what they do. That's why every year they jack up the price, then lower it, and then jack it up and lower it so that clean burning systems don't get developed and deployed into the market on their own. They let markets build up, and they knock the feet out from under them. Same thing with ethanol, same thing with biodiesel. They're slick. They manage the world's economy. And if you think they're managing it now, get ready. But for the sake of argument, for the sake of being adults, for those that believe that global warming, well, now they admit it isn't global warming. Now they say it's getting cold again, so climate change. Can't have climate change. The Earth naturally has climate change. Warmer, historically, according to anthropologists and biologists and archaeologists, is better for life forms on average, better for crop yields. But let's just say that man-made global warming is real and it's just going to kill us all. We're all dead. We all saw that Hollywood movie, Day After Tomorrow, and it's all true. And we're all dead if we don't accept world government and taxation. How is moving what's left of industry in Europe, the United States, and Japan, moving that to China and India and Mexico, and 160 other countries that are exempt, which all the major studies that are out there, and we've linked to them on the websites, that will increase the amount of carbon dioxide because it will leave a nation that already has a lot of cleaner burning systems, and that will move it to countries with no controls who have said on record they will never adopt it, and the UN doesn't intend for them to adopt it, because it's about moving the industry further, deindustrializing the West so we can be controlled. It's feudalism, serfdom. It's a management system. They don't want upwardly mobile, self-sufficient, independent people. That's stated in all the major globalist UN, Club of Rome, CFR documents. So, what is it you can't get about that simple fact I just stated? You are so wedded, just like Republicans on talk radio still say WMDs were found in Iraq and still say Saddam carried out 9/11. I mean, even if you believe the official fairy tale that 19 guys from a cave did it, even people that still believe that major overall fairy tale, most people don't believe the fairy tale that's admitted by the government to not be true, that Saddam Hussein had nothing to do with it. But still, around 30%, you can go pull this up. Just Google. I know I've seen the headlines from before the numbers went down of 54% of America still believe Saddam carried out 9/11. But, you know, type in 35% still believe Saddam involved in 9/11. And you'll see the articles. Point is, everything I say you can pull up. Well, just like you've got the Democrats, because that's one of their policies. That's part of their little religious cult. That's part of their fake belief system. That's how they get accepted at the tea house or the coffee house, or acting trendy, you know, down at the Unitarian Church or whatever, or at the local atheist hangout, is that, oh my gosh, we've got climate change, we've got to restrict carbon dioxide. The UN's own report said man-made carbon dioxide accounted for 6% of the increase, not 6% of the total, 6% of the increase, and then all these top scientists and climatologists and ice core specialists and solar experts have gone and discredited that, and the UN's had to back off of that and said, okay, it's 2%. But see, people don't read UN documents. They don't read what's really being said. They just, it's on the Weather Channel, it's on TV, every nature show. I can't even let my children watch a nature show because it's all about humans are bad and all the animals are dying and global warming's evil and these evil caterpillars are eating oak trees because of climate change. And I mean, I watched like 20 minutes of TV with my wife last night laying in bed. We just said, oh, let's watch a little TV, turn it on. And we were watching PBS or something, and it was these, it was like in the Netherlands, these evil caterpillars eating oak trees. And it said, they're scary. They slither up the side and eat the leaves. Of course, they're indigenous from there, and that's what they do. And but it said, scary and slimy and or they call procession pillars. The procession caterpillar. And it was just like, and it would play like music, like, and show it, and, you know, crawling, and, oh, global warming. They just add it into everything. And adults are like children, you know, watching. And we were flipping through the TV, and we're like, is this, it's just so ridiculous. It's so mindless. It's so pointless on every channel. And it's all overload with, you know, we flipped over and Spider-Man 2 or something was on, and every time they went to break and came back, they would have like 50 TVs flashing in the background and strobe lights going. It was all about mind control. All right. I'm going to get into Alan Greenspan arrogantly on the Lehr NewsHour, openly saying what we've said for years. The Federal Reserve can do whatever it wants and is beholden to no one. And we'll get into the new Bretton Woods world government takeover set for this weekend. Stay with us.
With the days getting shorter and the nights getting longer, being out after dark increases your odds of being mugged, assaulted, or even worse. Studies show 45% of violent crimes happen after dark. No matter where you are, being unprepared in the wrong place at the wrong time can be extremely dangerous. That's why you need to visit pepperspray.com. Protect yourself with our Mace brand triple action pocket model, which contains pepper spray, tear gas, and a UV dye, making making most attackers think twice for only $12.95. Pepperspray.com also carries hundreds of less than lethal self-defense products, including personal pepper sprays, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. Visit Pepperspray.com and enter coupon code GCN when you check out and receive 10% off your order. What are you waiting for? Visit Pepperspray.com. That's Pepperspray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988. That's 1-800-908-9988.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Attention. This is an extremely urgent, self-reliant news bulletin. If you have ever wanted to produce your own cheaper-than-dirt survival food, this is going to be the most important message you will ever hear. Here is why. This network has just learned of a new video course that reveals the secrets of how to safely prepare and store all types of survival foods in an event of social unrest and food shortages here in the U.S. Grain shortages and hunger are spreading across the globe. Will troops guard the food supplies in the U.S. this fall? Don't wait. Learn the food shortage skills that can keep you and your family alive in a crisis. Get the details at foodshortageusa.com. That's foodshortageusa.com. Or you can call toll-free 877-327-0365. Don't wait for empty shelves. Go to foodshortageusa.com while you still have time. www.foodshortageusa.com or toll-free at 877-327-0365. Act now.
Monday through Friday from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We're here live. It is the 12th day now. Wow, time is really flying. The 12th day on this Wednesday, 2008, ladies and gentlemen. And Ralph Nader's coming up, Alan Watt, Gary Franchi. More on the Second Amendment with Larry Pratt. That's the lineup for you today. All right, I watched pretty much all of Henry Paulson's press conference today. And it was just a bunch of gobbledygook, fake financial numbers thrown out, terms thrown out, lies like the economy's great. Everything's fixed. Everything's back on track. He kept saying total transparency by the Treasury and the Federal Reserve, total transparency by federal agencies, total transparency to Congress and the American people, total checks and balances and protections for the taxpayers. Meanwhile, 2 weeks ago, they gave Congress blacked out documents on hundreds of billions of dollars handed out to private banks. And then the tens of billions of dollars in fees for brokerage firms to hand the money out for the government. No discussion of the head person running this, Kashkari, is the gopher and lieutenant, the protege of Paulson, also of Goldman Sachs. They're now adding to the Federal Reserve one of the people that employed one of the brokerage firms and looted it. So it's just a total insider free-for-all. They admit that major brokerage firms like Goldman Sachs are taking all total globally more than $50 billion of bailout money and giving that to their executives as bonuses. And they said that. That's in the British news, you know, $14 billion, £7 billion in the U.S., $25 billion plus. I mean, it's just all right there in the news, just in bonuses for themselves. They are directly taking the money and bragging to the New York Times, oh, we're not really in trouble. We're going to buy up good banks and good assets and then just let all the other smaller banks fail, and then we'll use regulators in the government who take those over and then hand them to us with all the assets of the banks. I mean, this is just crime at every level. Unless people get confused, earlier I was talking about looking up the number of Americans that still believe, changing subjects, that Saddam had WMDs. I was saying that previously, in the first few years after 9/11, it was something like 55%, remember, thought Saddam. The headline was more than half of Americans believe Saddam involved in 9/11. And then I'm saying today you can Google it, and it's last time I saw it, like 30%. I think that was about 6 months ago. The reason I digress and get back into 9/11 and is because somebody sent me an email this morning going, aha, you're a liar. I went out to Robert Mueller Airport, and it's a shopping mall and a movie studio. There's no FEMA camp out there. You're a liar. And I had remembered seeing that on a YouTube comment. It's got 500,000 views up there, the little video excerpt of myself 2 months before 9/11 predicting it. And I just so had happened to see a comment there saying the same thing, so it must be the same guy. Hey, if you want to believe that, go ahead. You want to believe I'm a liar and play mental games and falsify reality so you can say you're right, be my guest. I have the video myself of the security guard saying, don't videotape this building and get out of here. They put in bolts and chains and barbed wire inside. And then I called the local news about it, and local Fox did a news piece and said that it was an emergency, federally paid for holding center during civil unrest. Just like in Denver, they built a secret camp and told reporters that it wasn't a camp and then got caught lying about it. Just like Pier 57 in New York was secret and federally paid for, and they kept more than 2,000 people in it, inside barbed wire fences, sitting in the 75-year-old bus terminal and all those chemicals and oil on the floor. So Pier 57 exists. The secret camp in Denver exists. The one out at Mueller, I haven't checked in 2 years. 2 years ago, they still had the hangar. It's a big airport. Shut down airport. It's a big airport. It's a 747 hangar, and they made it into a makeshift relocation facility, and that's been on the news, and you can lie all day long and say it doesn't exist, but it does. But again, this is the denial I deal with. The Army admits they have secret civilian inmate labor camps that were secret from 10 years to 86 to 96 when they declassified it. That's even on the Wikipedia page. It's on the Army.mil website. And then now they've expanded it to 24 camps, and it's no longer secret. And they're building more camps for the American people. And you can just say it's not true all day long, but, you know, reality's still there.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Imagine feeling totally helpless. Imagine thinking and hearing clearly, but unable to move as the ground rises to meet you. Imagine the pain of 1,000 needles as your body is invaded, locked, and hammered by 50,000 volts of the latest in taser technology. If this sounds scary, imagine how it would feel for anyone attempting to victimize a friend, loved one, or even yourself. FortressTactical.com offers you the same technology trusted by police departments from around the world, specializing in less lethal defense. Fortress Tactical carries only the best in U.S.-built protection equipment, like the new Taser C2, which includes a holster, two extra cartridges, and free shipping all for one low price. Visit FortressTactical.com. That's FortressTactical.com. With Christmas just around the corner, give the gift of protection this year by visiting FortressTactical.com. Prohibited in certain states and counties. See website for details.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-bar information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
Honey, have you seen the remote?
Sweetie, have you seen my car keys?
I can't find my wallet.
Sound familiar? Why not save time looking for lost things and lose the stress instead? Introducing our patented Find One Find All Key Finders, or FOFA XD for short. Once a FOFA key finder is attached to each of those easy to lose things, it can find and be found by all the rest. Use your wallet to find your keys to find the remote control, or any of them to find an uncharged or muted cell phone. The possibilities are endless. FOFA goes through walls, cushions, and laundry baskets up to 30 feet and projects a clear 90-plus decibel beep.
Got the remote!
Oh, my keys.
There's my wallet.
Order your FOFA today with batteries included along with a 30-day money-back guarantee by calling Find One Find All at 866-245-8670. That's 866-245-8670. Or buy online at findonefindall.com. That's findonefindall.com.
I was sitting in traffic, listening to the radio.
You know what's on the agenda? Gun control, total amnesty, North American Union ID cards already being advertised and given out to the public by the feds.
It sounded so good.
You know what's coming. It's just going to be a free-for-all, 100-day march, an orgy of foreign banker looting coming up this weekend. Now, again, we know that at the Bilderberg Group meeting two and a half years ago, in Ottawa, Canada, from our sources inside, that they were going to implode the subprime mortgage first. That way they could blame it on the public and say the public was responsible, that key psychological position, and that they would then cut off liquidity worldwide, cause a massive slowdown in the world economic system, Main Street grinding to a halt, and the bankers would grandstand and fearmonger and say, out of this crisis, we've got to have a new order, we've got to punish the corrupt financial institutions. And how do they do that? By giving themselves tens of trillions globally of taxpayer money and of setting up an expanded world regulatory body run by the very institutions, the very private banks. And I watched Paulson this morning. He kept saying, we apologize to the world. We are so sorry for what we have done. America is so bad. We are terrible. I mean, over. I mean, he probably said it 6-7 times. My mouth was hanging open. We apologize to Europe. We apologize to the world. We shouldn't have given these bad loans to these people that didn't have money. It's the American people's fault, and it's our bank's fault. Meanwhile, the banks are really offshore and setting up world governments. So we're sorry. We're going to pay for it. That means the American people. Your tax money to give them all the cash, which isn't even used to unfreeze the markets. They want the markets frozen so they can drive down the prices of the real economy to buy it up. This is really very simple. And I tell full-grown business majors this stuff, and they can't understand me. I tell people that have degrees. But again, their degrees are in a bunch of fake flim-flam, and their degrees are only within a very narrow spectrum of the real economic system. They analyze only a very limited area. I mean, here's the parallel. It's like the ocean. You've got the surface area for the first 100 feet or so, then you've got the twilight zone, then you've got the dark zone. Well, they just inhabit a few feet of one of those zones instead of wide spectrum analysis. I mean, a lot of mainline business majors will tell you the Federal Reserve is governmental. They will claim it is accountable to the Treasury. They will tell you it is accountable to the Congress. And that's not true. The president appoints the decade-plus-long term of a Fed chairman. But the rest of the Fed Board of Governors is completely private. And they run and control the economy. They run and control the president. So the president always appoints who they want, whether it's Volcker, or whether it's Greenspan, or now Bernanke. And they see us as dumb animals that deserve to be slaves. It's funny to them. And so just like 30% of the public or more thinks Saddam carried out 9/11 still, even though the government admits he didn't, you've got a large portion of the public that can't admit they were lied to, so they will continue to say the Federal Reserve is government and the Federal Reserve is beholden to Congress. And they will continue to say that Barack Obama is changing what's happening with Wall Street and going to fix it when he is their man. Their Pied Piper to con the public long enough for the New World Order to openly be set up. And what did we always tell you for decades it would be? Because the globalists told us in their own think tank documents. It would be after a world economic crisis they engineered. They said they would do it. And then they would set up a world regulatory body over all the currencies and stock markets and financial transactions. And then you would pay an environmental tax on everything you do. Hundreds of new taxes per country, and a percentage would be paid to the private inner group of banks, making them finally openly government. So it isn't the government taking over the banks. It's a private group of banks taking over the rest of the free market, other financial institutions, insurance companies, brokerage firms, credit unions, and the real economy, and the government. And you're going to see them at this new Bretton Woods tube agree on a set of, quote, reforms to, quote, fix things, and then they'll plunge the market even more and say, see, we need this right now, accept this right now. And the public will say, no, we're not for it. And then they'll go on TV and say, the public says they're for it, good. We'll now go to a basket of currencies run by these private banks, and they will regulate the United States and Europe and the world. And they will have a list of demands for the United States, just like they've had for hundreds of third world countries. It's the IMF World Bank list of over 100 demands, and it will be privatize your water districts, your school districts, your government, your police, your power companies, your roads, everything. Now, that'll be on that end. The companies will pay nothing. They will just be given everything, and then you will still pay taxes to government and to the private banks and fees, and then, on average, your service will triple. Water, trash pickup, just watch. Roads, everything. They are going to squeeze you and squeeze you and squeeze you until it's like Argentina that was first world, where middle-class people by the millions are living on the streets. And it's 8 years after that control collapsed, they're still there. They like it. They like flying over in helicopters. and seeing people in shanty towns. They enjoy hurting families. They enjoy control. It's about dominance. It's like a dog hiking its leg and urinating on a smaller dog. Or a cowed dog. A lot of times the little dog can cow the big dog because it just doesn't believe in itself. That's like us. So hiking their leg, appointing foreigners and dual citizens to run the White House, just hiking the leg, urinating on you. And then going on TV with Paulson and saying, you deserve this. You did this. America apologizes to the world for what we've done, and now we're ready to be punished with economic sanctions, like we're Germany after World War I and we've lost some war and we're going to pay reparations. That's what they're saying. And so, of course, England and Germany and Russia and Japan and China and Brazil, they all are having economic bailouts. They're all run by crooks, too. So they're all, quote, let's bail out help the people. Let's give $565 billion to select Chinese companies and banks from the Chinese taxpayer. Hooray, that'll fix it. Hey, let's give now $500+ billion. You can convert that into pounds to private select banks in England of taxpayer money they'll have to pay back. Yes! Let's give 600 and something billion in Germany. Yay! Let's give 400 and something billion in France to the private bankers. Yes, that will show them for what they did. The magnitude of it. But not only do they get all the money that we have to pay back in taxes and in inflation, devaluation of currency, but they set up the new order and be the saviors. Now, this is Alan Greenspan. He says a lot of other horrible things. The clip's up on Infowars.com. But in fact, John, I don't have the sheet of paper in front of me. What's the title of the YouTube video? Were you on air just now? Okay.
Greenspan admits the Federal Reserve is above the law. Answers to no one.
Okay, if you want to Google it, there it is. This is Greenspan on the Lair News Hour. And he just arrogantly says there's nothing the Congress, nothing the government, nothing anyone can do. And then he quasi-implies it's governmental. Now, think about that. In our government, it's supposed to all be about checks and balances and accountability and transparency. And the private banks running the world, setting up all these world rules through world government, global governance, they're always telling us over and over and over and over again, you've got to be transparent. We've got to know everything you're doing without a warrant. We've got to watch your every move. We've got to watch all these third world countries that are owned by the bankers who made the money out of nothing, enforced it with our military. And then he just says, hey, I can do whatever I want. There's nothing anyone can do about the Federal Reserve. The Federal Reserve stands alone and does whatever it wants. And folks, it is the management arm of Chase Manhattan, Citibank, JP Morgan Chase, Citibank, Wells Fargo, and Bank of America. Those are the banks that own the Federal Reserve publicly. There's been congressional hearings decades ago about it. And they engineered runs on banks before 1913. And they said, oh, this will fix it. We'll never have another run on a bank, another crisis. And then the mother of all crises, they engineered by cutting off liquidity in 29. It took a full year to get into the depths of the Depression. They're doing the same thing right now. And they grandstand again as the saviors. They were so bold then, they ordered the public to turn their gold into the government. And the government and the people did it. And they gave them paper back and then doubled the price of gold a year later. I mean, there's no end to the level of arrogance. And here's the deal. They are going to continue to push and push and push. As the founding father, George Washington, said, the level of tyranny you will live under is the exact amount you will tolerate. They will not stop. They will never quit. They will never quit pushing until you say no. And they know the public is cowed and whooped and on its back, on its belly, begging, and they're not going to give us quarter. So here is this snake who changed the rules to let the private banks issue endless liquidity to buy up real assets, and now they're leaving us holding the bag while posing as the saviors. Here he is saying that they are accountable to no one but themselves, and they can do whatever they want. Now, in the legislation the House passed, they say the Treasury can now join them in the crime and literally merge with the banks. The banks are taking it over. It's not taking them over. They have no voting share. And that they can do whatever they want. And, of course, they say, we've spent $2 trillion. We won't tell Congress where it went. Here's some blacked-out documents. And then he goes on TV today while publicly saying, in Bloomberg reporting and AP reporting, that they won't give any of the information out, even to Congress, which is above them, but they say, no, you're not. We have the executive and the military that says they'll back us up. Sit down and shut up. He has the nerve, Paulson, to go on TV today and say, this is total transparency, total taxpayer protection, on and on and on, complete lies. This is a heist in the open. And they're not going to stop here, folks. That's why I know they're going for broke. That's why I'm so disquieted in my soul. That's why I'm so upset. You haven't seen, I haven't seen, we haven't seen anything yet. They're going to take, I mean, they're going to make us a total third world country very quickly. They want you bankrupt. They want you destitute. Because then they can really pose as the savior. And then you'll accept gun control. Then you'll accept military on the streets because of rioting. Then you'll accept total tyranny. This is so cold-blooded and so evil and so greedy and so self-centered. Let's go ahead and play Alan Greenspan. It's unbelievable.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with presidents.
Well, I know that you mentioned in the book, and everybody knew about it at the time, that President George H.W. Bush blamed you, partly at least, for his reelection loss.
I think he said fully.
I think fully. You're right. I'm trying to put a help you out there a little bit. What is it you did that so that he?
All right, let's stop right there. Now, did you hear? That's why he was made Fed chairman, because he's slick. That was lawyer talk. Did you hear Alan Greenspan, the economist, say we are an independent agency? An agency. That goes back to letter of marque. That just means a group hired. Agencies are really privately hired and organized organizations outside government. That's why once the Congress commissioned officers, now the military just hires mercenaries, does whatever it wants. It was all about Congress having the control. Now you have a private Federal Reserve, and he says, oh, well, he implies, knowing the population's ignorant semantically to the words he's using, oh, we're an independent agency. We're independent from Congress and the president. We do whatever we want. And that's morally good, he implied. And that no one can have oversight. No one can audit them. They've never been audited. No one can look at them. Oh, that's good. Oh, yes, just trust you in a black hole guarded by private guards to do whatever you want with our money. And, of course, they've robbed us. They're raping us now. That's what happens. They just laugh at us. Then he goes on to say, no agency of government can interfere with us. So, see, then he implies they're a government agency, but he uses the word agency. Then he says, no agency of government can interfere with us. So, again, semantically implying that they're part of government again. Now, fraud and criminality, I don't care if you have a contract. I don't care if you got the Federal Reserve Act. Congress can repeal that. Congress can investigate you. Grand juries can arrest your criminal butt, Alan Greenspan. You are not the new emperor. You do not have the divine right of kings. And that was decided in 1215 at Runnymede that kings are not God. And that kings can't do whatever they want. And Richard Nixon isn't a king. And Bill Clinton isn't a king. And George W. Bush isn't a king. And you are not a king, you little criminal. you little bank-robbing bastard. And the same goes for Bernanke. And the same goes for Henry Paulson in the Treasury. I don't care if you threaten Congress with martial law and said, give us unlimited power, vote us a blank check, hand over your authority to us, sign a congressional treaty with the private Federal Reserve to let them take over. That's what that bill was. It's a fraud. It's abhorrent. But cops and the public and everybody else have been trained. As long as somebody in a suit says it on TV and has a blue background behind them, everything's okay. So we've got to ask, I mean, how far are we going to let them go? I mean, is $2 trillion in 5 weeks enough? I mean, it's not just the robbing the Treasury, that they're now going to expand their power over our lives and put a carbon tax on everything we do and shut down our factories and farms and ranches and take our guns. I mean, we're going to let them say that's their divine right to do that? We'll be back with the Youth Brigades.
SurvivalProperty.com. Longtime survivalist author Ragnar Benson wrote, "A survival retreat is a place you go to live, not die. It is a place out of the mainstream of events that contains the means to survive without outside support. A place where you find shelter, protection, food, water, medicine, and warmth you prepared for yourself. It is defensible and is put together with a realistic understanding of what the dangers will be." Ragnar Benson also said, "Why retreat? This is a question that 90% of our population cannot and will not answer. If they could, that same 90% would have to admit that things may not continue on as they are now. They would also have to admit that they will need a retreat, something completely impossible for the average American to do. Act now before it's too late. In order to find your new, high-security, self-sufficient, off-grid, beautiful retreat property, visit survivalproperty.com. That's survivalproperty.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Everyone knows that omega-3 should be an essential part of our daily diet. With so many different methods of consumption, how do you choose a simple yet effective way to get your daily intake? The friendly, knowledgeable folks at North American Nutrition have the answer. Nature's Gem Premium Omega-3. Unlike other flaxseed, our golden flax is grown on our farm in northern Minnesota, providing cooler temperatures and longer summer hours, producing the highest quality premium golden flaxseed around. In addition, we selectively harvest and sort flax seeds by size and weight, keeping only the best seeds that can produce the highest abundance of omega-3. The result is a delicious, nutty, buttery flavor. Nature's Gem Golden Flax is pure. There is nothing added and nothing taken away and non-GMO. We offer a 100% money-back guarantee. Order Nature's Gem Premium Golden Flax today at goldenflax.com, goldenflax.com, or call 800-387-5516. That's 800-387-5516. Free shipping included.
The International Crime Syndicate, the Federal Reserve, are internationalist. They don't care about running America into the ground. In fact, they want to. And CNBC and a lot of other major TV financial channels, Bloomberg, CNN Money, they're all saying the U.S. will probably lose its AAA rating. Here was a top brokerage firm out of China. Well, German-based in China. CNBC. Last night, talking about the U.S. losing its AAA rating, here it is.
Martin, I must admit, some of your pretty dire expectations for the U.S., some of them came to pass, and I'm curious as to your thoughts on what needs to happen here in the U.S. To dig ourselves out of this situation.
Yeah, I'm afraid, you know, I don't see that the U.S., even with another stimulus package, could rescue itself, because most of their industrial capacity have already been, you know, depleted. It has gone overseas, so I don't think there's much industry really to stimulate back into life. And the other thing is, unlike China, who do have a lot of cash, who do have very low government debt, and so it's easy for them to splash out some cash. But in the United States, there's already a funding crisis, and they will have to sell a lot more bonds next year to fund the bailout packages that have already been signed off. And so I think the U.S. might be on course to actually lose AAA rating. You know, the chairman of sovereign ratings for Standard & Poor's has warned that there's a lot of pressure now on the U.S. AAA rating, and you have seen...
Well, see, they don't care. And then they go on and talk about big European funds and others suspending trading of U.S. securities because people just aren't buying them now. They offer them, and it's not being bought at auction. You understand, folks, when more money's created, it has to be sold as debt for people to buy it because we have a private Federal Reserve who sells it and makes the profit. These private bastard bankers sit there because they bought off our Congress in 1913, and they sell bonds that we have to pay back in tax money to foreign investors, and then they get the profit from selling them for nothing. And what do they do for us letting them have this power? They rape us. They set us up and then blame the American people and have a Treasury Secretary get up there and blame the American people and say, we're so sorry America's bad, when these are foreign European banks. The Federal Reserve is mainly European-owned, Rothschild-owned, and is openly doing this. And by the way, I see people all over the web making fun of me, saying the Rothschilds don't exist, or if they do, they don't have any power. The big UAE news article, in fact, I just had that in my stack and then never got around to it, openly said 2 days ago in the United Arab Emirates major national newspaper in an interview that they are setting up a world government and that the Rothschilds basically run large parts of it. He just says, we're setting up global government and run by banks worldwide, and he called it a new world order. He said, global government, global governance, new world order, and we run it. I mean, you've got... In fact, where is it? I just can't keep track of it anymore. And then people just sit around and they laugh about all of it. I'm going to cover that later. Where is it? They laugh about it like it's funny. Well, I know it's up on Prison Planet. I know it's up on PrisonPlanet.com. And then I've got all these people living in denial about Barack Obama's website, change.gov, that they sponged, that they covered up. But they erased a bunch of it Saturday. We reported last week. I just went there and read it with horror. America Serves was the link. And it says mandatory service basically for everybody up until they're 70. National draft, you've got to join the military and serve. I mean, and then now we have Rahm Emanuel telling the New York Daily News this in an interview, and people are still in denial. I mean, I don't know what I'm supposed to do here with this level of denial.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
Can you please sit down and shut up?
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
You know that there's treason going on. You can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, then 5 years, we will be here on the 10th anniversary of
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I found the Rothschild article. It's up on PrisonPlanet.com. The headline, Baron de Rothschild, economic crisis will bring new world order, global governance. That's out of the national newspaper of the United Arab Emirates. In a sit-down interview with him, he says, Baron Rothschild shares most people's view that there is a new world order. In his opinion, banks will deleverage and there will be a new form of global governance. But you have to be careful of caricatures. We don't want to go from ultra-liberalism to protectionism. Then he goes on to talk about the world government and how they got their fingers in all the world banking. Now, the general public, I remember Limbaugh 15 years ago saying Rothschilds didn't exist. CFR didn't exist. Now he admits they exist, but say they run nothing. And then openly, we have hundreds of newspapers with the headline, New World Order, banks to set up world government to control everything. Nothing on Sean Hannity. Nothing on Rush Limbaugh. They will not attack Barack Obama for real issues. They can't. In fact, they say, oh, Barack Obama wants to steal the pension funds. No. JBS did a great story yesterday. Paul Watson did an even bigger one at PrisonPlanet.com, saying that both parties are actually for it and giving you the quotes from the congressional hearings last week. And then the public, again, runs away from a threat. Psychologically, they say it doesn't exist. People are emailing us saying we're making it up. We're against Obama. No, we're against taking your pension funds and your 401ks. Okay? I mean, they're openly getting ready to start snatching them and taxing them and not letting them be tax exempt and stealing. The government will take it over and then give you part of it maybe down the road. And listen, we're not going to stop this if you don't get out of denial. The denial has to stop, okay? FEMA camps are real. Rothschilds are real. The New World Order is real. This stuff is real. I haven't even gotten to Rahm Emanuel. We have his book, The New Chief of Staff for Obama. We have him saying that you'll have to serve in the military. If you read the fine print, it's what Clinton proposed. It was Rahm Emanuel who proposed it. It's basically the Israeli model. You have to serve for 3 months, and then you're in the Guard. He says in the National Guard, and then you'll be called up whenever they want you to be sent to Iraq or domestically or anywhere. It's just a 3-month basic training, just like the National Guard training. That's what he says on the audio tape to the New York Daily News. And they say, I'm going to play it later after Alan Watt leaves us. He openly says you're going to have national compulsory service. But he says, what's wrong with that? It'll teach you how to be an American. Now, that was all on Barack Obama's website, change.gov, and they took it down. And we have a video clip of him saying a civilian force as strong and as large, a million man, for domestic spying. And Rahm Emanuel's proposed that as well. I mean, by the way, it's a environmental brigade of 3 million, a spy brigade of 1 million, mandatory college students have to serve in it domestically, high school students. It's Secure Corps, a division of AmeriCorps set up by Clinton. Bush continued it. It was in the Philadelphia Daily News. We got to go pull that article up from 2002 where it talked about them training high schoolers with M16s in warrant service, checkpoints, and fugitive apprehension. And they're handing out radar guns to the tattletale public and see things that sound reasonable at first, and then it expands. FBI has these training events all over the country, and they do it in Europe, too. Come, you know, their feds do. Come and help us track down everybody. Help us fight terror. And then you show up to the meeting. It's been in the news. by the way, or does your neighbor have a marijuana plant? By the way, what's your neighbor saying? Are they talking about the Constitution? We have it on video. See how they don't say, we're going to be secret police tomorrow. No, they say, it's for the war on drugs, and then it's for terrorism, and then it's for child abuse, and then it's for, watch your neighbor. What's mommy and daddy doing? I mean, they're really doing it, folks. It's already going on everywhere. They're turning the schools into military academies.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. Our elected representatives wanted a good old boy bailout for the special interest, so they ignored your screams not to do it. They turned off the telephones and email. They voted to print $850 billion at least out of thin air. This money now owns the American and European banks. The exploding inflation that is now guaranteed will slash your life savings to nothing and blast the cost of necessities, particularly food, beyond many Americans' reach. In pre-Nazi Germany superinflation, the cost of a loaf of bread doubled every 2 days until it reached over 4 billion marks. Food prices are skyrocketing so fast, there seems as if there may be no end in sight. The private banks, merging with our government, are refusing to loan grocery stores enough money to restock their shelves. The stores have less food, but jack up prices to stay in business. Whatever happens in America, we need to be prepared and be ready. Everything is zeroing in on food. One-third of Americans have to choose between buying food and paying for other necessities. My friends, whatever it takes, get prepared, get self-sufficient, get food. For everybody out there listening, it's very important for you to understand that by having a supply of storable food, the government, the New World Order, has a lot less control over you. And so it's a mindset of self-sufficiency and preparedness. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, for the next hour, Alan Watt joins us. Then we got Gary Franchi popping in the next hour, as well as Ralph Nader. And then Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America to talk about record gun sales. The all-time record in the last week since the election of Barack H. Obama. I want to talk about the banker takeover, how they're openly setting up world government. I want to get into the staged election and how he's using subliminals, NLP. A lot of people are picking up on it right now. How they're fooling the public with their man, Barack Obama. Meet the new boss, same as the old boss. I want to get more into TV and the subliminals there and just how dangerous it is to watch television and to not be aware of what's happening. He's got the website cuttingthroughthematrix.com, and he is also a radio talk show host in his own right. Alan Watt, thanks for coming on with us.
Yeah, it's a pleasure to be here, Alex.
What do you want to tackle first? The economy, the new Bretton Woods, the birth of the world government finally really happening. I mean, they've always had great control, but now total control, or should we get into the staged election first? What do you want to get into first?
I think really... All the elections are staged. We know that when you go down through your histories, and you find in every country in the Western world, since before World War II, in fact, you go through this farce of election. But what you do find when you go into history is that there is an agenda, there is a mandate to bring in a new system, and regardless of the party that seems to get in, the agenda rollercoasts forward. It never slows down. When one party gets in, they never throw out the laws from the previous party. They stay on the books. And so it's a continuation. This is exactly what you find the founding fathers talked about. Jefferson talked about it. He said, when you see the same agenda going on between the changes of houses, he meant the Congress parties, He says, then you know you're under tyranny. And you see, we are under tyranny. This whole financial bubble is all planned. It's a big business plan with steps and stages all written out long in advance and gone over by think tanks to see all the repercussions. Just like a chess game that they've gone through before they even move the first piece. They know every part of the introduction of the steps and how the public will react. So we are being trained to react the way they planned us to react. The new Bretton Woods system, it's time now to bring it in. We find that John Maynard Keynes, who brought in the Bretton Woods system, the really top eugenicist in his field and an economist, they're always tied together, economics and eugenics. He said this is only one part of the system. The next part of the system will be introduced a world of service where every individual is responsible to government. And the government will be in, literally in, your bank account, deciding what you earn, what you spend, what you buy, if you can even buy it, etc., etc. This is the next step they're going into now with the new agreement. And it ties together with what Karl Marx talked about, which was the three massive trading blocks of the world under a world government. And the United Nations now is being brought up to its full strength through the IMF, International Monetary Fund, the World Bank, etc., to take over the roles that they were actually designed to do in the first place. So we're going under total cradle-to-grave socialism, where you will have a planned life from birth to death. That's what's coming in, step by step by step. This is a 100 years war, they have said, at the beginning of 9/11, 2001, and by the end of the 100 years war, they hope to have their brave new world in where literally you'll have a new species of humans at the end of the 100 years who will serve the small dominant minority.
And by the way, every time we raise that, people make fun of us. That's BBC, AP, Reuters headlines. The elites, the anthropologists, the biologists are saying that they're going to engineer us with drugs and education and breeding and sterilization to be a, quote, goblin-like, that's a quote on the BBC by the eugenicist, goblin-like creatures, and then they'll be these, ethereal angel-like creatures. And you talked about social engineering. Notice they're saying in England, we're going to ban cheap alcohol. Well, that means they can ban any type of cheap food, too. We're not going to address why people are falling apart and being such drunks. We're going to just try to, tax people. Or in England, we're not going to let roadside shacks sell things that we say are unhealthy, like hot dogs. We're going to say what you can serve. I mean, think about how that sets a precedent for total control. The same thing now coming in here. So that's what the national ID cards are all about, is tracking what we do, regulating. First it starts out with genetic screening. Now they're saying, well, we're going to make you have genetic screening, and then we're going to say whether you can have a child or not. I mean, it's all, they're really pulling the stops out right now.
Yes, they are. It's total tyranny from every possible angle, even here in Canada, which is no doubt the same across the British Empire, as you still call it, the Commonwealth. They're bringing out laws which allow police to come into any home they want on any suspicion that there's any chemical containing ether, like starting fluid for your car and so on. In other words, they're giving themselves carte blanche to get into anyone's house under any pretext. So you are looking at a system where you will have no peace and privacy, and you'll be trained to accept that as a normal. And so when your neighbors get raided or you get raided, there's no big deal about it. It'll become a normal part
of
it. And
by the way, the British government admits, everyone I know, including myself, who's been to England or who is a citizen there, a subject, the cops just randomly walk up and ask, where are you going, what you doing, I'm going to put you in a database now, and they're rude to you by design to prepare the general public to interface with them.
Yes, that's right. It's all training. Everything really is to train the public, and we've had 30 years or 40 years of sci-fi movies getting us ready subconsciously for this present system that's coming in now. And it's no big deal because we're familiar with the idea of a totalitarian system where the masses live in hovels and rubble, and you have this massive army, well-equipped, that just go in like the Star Wars goons. And this is how we've been programmed to accept this. There's no outcry from the public because you can train. It is true. You see, behavioral psychology and mass psychology has been so well studied and introduced and used. And this falls in line with what Bertrand Russell and others, big players in their day, talked about. They said that the public will come to conclusions and never know how they arrived at those conclusions. It'll be by osmosis.
And then they value the propaganda they're regurgitating as if it was their own. They hold on to the lies. I mean, I have people email me saying, you're making up FEMA camps, you're making up Barack Obama wanting national service, you're lying about, I mean, and I'm like, but here's the information. They just go, we don't care. You're a liar. We choose to believe you're a liar. Can you speak to national service and how that ties in?
National service, in fact, Obama had it up on his own website, the speech he gave, I think, in Vermont, that he was going to make a call for basically national service. He's since removed that from the site, but I have the PDF here. And so I think in January that's what you're going to hear is this call for. You see, they want to militarize the whole of society, and to do so, to get, once you they've found this in totalitarian regimes like the Soviet system, like the Nazi system, you must get the youth involved so they will grow up thinking that wearing a uniform is quite natural and serving the system is quite natural, and that the heavy indoctrination we'll have through the schooling system will augment that. And they'll never break free and see from the outside as to what's actually happening. This is an old technique, and they must militarize the system for their 100 years war.
And by the way, Obama's announced that he's written about it. So is his chief of staff. He's given speeches. It was on change.gov. Then he takes it down, says it's all lies, none of it's true. His followers then agree because they're not ready to launch it yet. Then in a few months, he'll openly launch it. And then there'll be no discussion about how they lied and said they weren't launching it.
There was no discussion at all. And you'll notice, too, what's very interesting is that in Obama's speeches, he never pins anything down into a concrete fact. It's all emotive terminology he uses, which is standard in politics, but he has good scriptwriters. But he does mention certain phrases, catchphrases like world citizenship in his speeches. So here is a president of a country, a national country, talking about global citizenship. And the average person hears this and doesn't really ask, what does he mean by global citizenship? Well, this is the term used by the Rockefeller Foundation that's right behind Obama. And Rockefeller himself has been giving out world citizenship awards to all the big players for the great work for the last 50-odd years.
And he keeps saying, you've got to sacrifice. You're going to have to give. This is going to hurt. And the revolution is giving everything to the government, being a slave, but then chanting, yes, we can, feeling powerful.
That's exactly right. It's a world of service. And this goes back through the World Citizenship Society, into the Royal Institute of International Affairs and Council on Foreign Relations, who have drafted up the amalgamation for the Americas. They admitted they were the ones behind the drafting up for the amalgamation of Europe. These are private organizations who take their orders from the Queen of England and the nobility of Europe. And this is their age-old dream, to bring in world citizenship, but not a happy little land where we all play and buy and so on, but an organized society where literally you will not be born unless they have a function for you to fulfill, to serve them.
And they say all that.
They do say that, yes.
I mean, that's like Lord Rothschild, Baron Rothschild. He has both titles. I mean, he's called Baron Rothschild, but his wife on CNN said he is a lord. And again, Wolf Blitzer, who, you know, doesn't tremble before a president, started trembling. Oh, Your Excellency. Oh, my gosh.
Yep. Eugenics is alive and well, and it's actually being introduced now. We see it from declarations from the BBC, from CBC Canada, and they plan to bring in this brave new world through genetics and social engineering.
Meanwhile, they're poisoning through the water and air and our food. Let's talk more about that when we get back with the always thought-provoking and extremely accurate Alan Watt.
With Christmas right around the corner and an unstable economy looming, finding the right gift can be tough. Why not give the gift of an Excalibur dehydrator? The Excalibur dehydrator is not only economical, but also fun for the whole family. Save hundreds of dollars by drying your own fruits, vegetables, and meats. Make your own healthy snacks or start storing your own healthy food in case of emergencies, all with no added salts, fats, and preservatives. What a perfect gift for the health-conscious person in your family or for a friend who vows to eat healthier this coming year, even if that friend is you. For a limited time, receive the book Preserve It Naturally, filled with amazing, easy recipes, a $25 value free with your order. Just call 1-800-875-4254. That's 1-800-875-4254. Or go to drying123.com. That's drying123.com. Excalibur Dehydrator wishes you and yours health and wellness for the new year.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order master plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the info war, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to disk. Put them on the file sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
Free yourself, from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Control what you want to see. GCN listeners, now you can transform your living room's HDTV into a virtual war room command center.
With ZV.
ZV turns your computer into your own HD channel that broadcasts throughout your home to all of your HDTVs. Enjoy any internet audio feed, podcast, video feed, radar, free movies and TV shows.
Anything
that can be viewed on your PC can be controlled from your couch with a ZV remote
with its built-in mouse touchpad.
Plus, the easy on-screen ZV menu provides a gateway to premium content such as online movies, TV shows, news, and more
in HD,
and all just a click away. With ZV, there are no subscription or download fees. The ZV is bundled with everything you need to easily get started.
Free yourself from expensive cable and satellite fees.
Get your ZV today at freedomonmytv.com. That's freedomonmytv.com.
Today.
All right, a major veterinary university in Vienna, one of the top ones in the world, found that feeding mice with genetically engineered maize developed by the U.S.-based Monsanto Corporation would lower fertility and body weight, according to a study conducted by the University of Veterinary Medicine in Vienna, presented Tuesday. In the study, mice fed with the NK603X Mono 810 sweet corn variety over a period of 20 weeks showed a smaller litter size and lighter offspring than mice fed with non-engineered maize. And then they go into the statistical difference being massive, and also how many of them were sterile. I'm going to cover more of this later. We're being murdered. I mean, it's a economic genocide, economic annihilation, consolidation. They are poisoning us. They are killing us. This is in all their documents. And again, the public, we've been right about everything, Alan. Everything we said is coming true. We're only reading their own documents, and still, a lot of people just refuse to listen and laugh.
Yes. Again, it's a perfect conditioning from birth onwards, mainly through media and so on. Brzezinski did hit the nail on the head when he said that shortly the public will be unable to reason for themselves. All their opinions will be given to them, fed to them by the media through television and electronic
media. And he recently said that again. The arrogance, he said, you're dumb, and laughed at the public. They enjoy it. Go ahead.
Well, it's true, and it is perfect conditioning. It works very well. And you see, the average person will look to others, especially young people, they look to older people for signs of alarm. And if there's no signs of alarm coming from the adult, the child will think everything is just fine. And of course, the media will augment that and tell them that you're living in the greatest time ever. Look at all the toys you have fun, and there's nothing to worry about. But you're quite right. I've got a link to a CBC Canada documentary on the infertility in males, and it's astonishing. They've known this for 50 years, how we're plummeting, and literally two men out of every 10 young men in college now are almost sterile. Two are fertile, the rest are sterile pretty well. They have 85% immotility.
That's called the vanishing male.
The vanishing male. And that's only one study, but isn't it amazing that everything that's happened has been directed at the male to make him sterile?
Well, they know what they're saying. Those aren't males, because it's the male hormones that also trigger the brain and the different psychological developments we're meant to have. Instead, we have gelded, effeminate men. I mean, I'm not even attacking these men. I feel sorry for you. There's a reason you want to wear lipstick. There's a reason you desire other men. You have been hit hard by the New World Order.
Yes, and when you go back to the League of Nations, which was the birth of the United Nations, really, the Department of Population Control said at the time they'd have to target the white Western male because he was the most aggressive. He would stand up against their plans. He'd fight their plans, and therefore they'd have to neutralize him. Well, guess what? They've actually done it.
They have. He's a pathetic creature. He believes manliness is grunting and acting tough and going to a football game and never defending his republic or never being informed.
That's correct. That's correct. And they are effeminate, there's no doubt about it. And Carol Quigley mentioned that these physical changes back in the 1960s. And we know that the hospital reports, too, noticed in females, their hips were becoming suddenly, very suddenly, within a 10-year span, they were becoming narrower, they were having problems with childbirth, because they're also targeted. But the male more so, he's definitely pretty well sterile now. He's neutered.
That black op went well, but now they're going to get into more intense soft kills. I mean, they have to slowly ratchet up the cancer and the diabetes, but now it's 3,000-4,000% up. The mass death now, we're getting very comfortable with our deaths.
What we find during World War II, when Canada actually led the world in bacterial warfare and viral warfare, they also had world meetings during World War II to deal with a post-war society. And they said they'd have to target the males, and they wanted to reduce the population drastically. They said that the World War, would not kill enough young men off. Now, in fact, the King of England was the one who authorized this study. And the
Royal Commission on Population.
Yes, and what they did was they said they'd take down the third world countries, mainly Africa, quickly, because they were powerless. No one would stand up for them. They had no voice, and no one really cared. Whereas the Western world, they'd have to bring in degenerative disability or debilitating diseases. And that's what we have. Since from the 50s, 60s onwards, we've suddenly had these chronic illnesses.
Yeah, they hard kill the blacks and they soft kill the Western whites.
Yeah.
And then a lot of racist whites go, yeah, they're killing those blacks. Hey, pal, they're killing you too, okay? Alan, we're going to come back. Just riveting info. And by the way, everything he's telling you is documented. He has it up on his website. I have it on my website, my films, and films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. I'm going to make a whole film just on how they're killing us. And that goes for you, the cops enforcing this, the bureaucrats, all of us. I'm sorry to have to give you the reality. We are being murdered by these people right now. It's called soft kill.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If a low credit score is keeping you from getting the car, home, business loan, or credit cards you deserve, this message is for you. RadioCreditSecrets.com can show you how to raise your credit score up to 249 points in the next 90 days or less. RadioCreditSecrets.com has successfully shown others how to pay off their overdue bills for as little as 30 cents on the dollar. Also included are three credit strategies attorneys and credit repair companies don't want you to know about. This alone could save you up to $1,000 and show you the inside secrets to legally remove negative items from your credit file and raise your score fast. Learn the secrets that banks, credit bureaus, and collection agencies don't want you to know. All this 100% risk-free. Go to RadioCreditSecrets.com. That's RadioCreditSecrets.com. Or call 801-325-5152. That's 801-325-5152.
This message has been brought to you by RadioCreditSecrets.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis, again, very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
What will happen when the grocery stores are empty? What are you going to do once your food is gone? What will you do when the dollar is worthless and your family needs to eat? Growing your own food is the only way to have real self-sufficiency and peace of mind. GetSeeds.net is offering an amazing special on 100 different varieties of heirloom vegetable seeds with a complete range of crops. That's 100 packets of non-hybrid seeds for only $49 with free shipping. You will have the comfort of knowing that you are truly prepared. These affordable prices are our way to pay it forward. So in turn, GetSeeds.net asks you to share these seeds of life with the less fortunate. Go to GetSeeds.net and get 100 seed packets for only $49 with free shipping. Or call 877-394-6657. That's 877-394-6657. Or go to GetSeeds.net.
The next stop that we make will be England. Tell all the folks in Russia and China too. Don't you know that it's time to get on board?
Now see, even a song like this can be used for propaganda.
Let this train keep on.
Because in the name of world peace and world unity, they're bringing in world tyranny and world eugenics. So there's nowhere to run, nowhere to hide. But nowhere is worse than the United States and Western Europe, Canada, Australia, New Zealand. It's all the same laws, the same names, the same bureaucracy, web censorship coming in. It's all happening. A host of subjects I want to cover with Alan Watt. Take a few calls for him, too, before he leaves us at 1-800-259-9231, specifically for our guests, but he can speak to any issue. Alan, I interrupted you there at the break. Get into the program of hard killing the blacks versus soft killing people in the United States, and now where this agenda is going.
Yeah, what they realized is that if they could make people ineligible for marriage partners or long-term mating by debilitating diseases, then that would help solve part of the problem. And sure enough, we find out that in the Western world, we have what isn't, it used to be called aging diseases are hitting the very young now. You have juvenile arthritis, it's quite common. It's from the inoculations. And things like that, Epstein-Barr syndrome, all of these things suddenly broke out around the same period of time. And when people are lethargic and they're no fun at the parties, then they don't go out much and they end up being ineligible for a good mating partner.
And there's now even juvenile brain-wasting diseases like Alzheimer's.
Yes, we've noticed this, and autism has gone from 1 in 25,000 to 1 in 150, and it's now normal to have a 1 in 150. This is through inoculations. It's design targeting of specific age groups and genders and so on.
And anybody that doubts they're criminals, they lie all over the world and say it's the law to take the shots when it's not the law to take the shots. So again, that's an illustration just of how bankrupt this government is.
It is. We are run, as I say, by stealth. And it's all covert. We're never told the truth. You cannot tell the children the truth. And the truth is the children would be very upset if mommy and daddy were killing them. And so mommy and daddy must pretend that everything out there is for your own benefit and it's there to help you. That's how you deal with animals when you put them to sleep. You don't scare the animal. You take them in nice and quiet and you inject them quietly and he dies quietly. We are the children, and these big bad wolves at the top are deadly serious, and they have been doing it. And that's the impasse that most people have when you try to
inform them. That's what Joseph Goebbels' wife, when she brought the, she said, it's medicine. The older one knew she was being murdered, and she said, no, Mommy. She said, it's your medicine. I love you. I'm the government. Please continue.
Yes, and that is the trick of it. You can't tell the children you're killing them. You're taught the government is the big paternal factor in all of this. It's there for your own good. And they've trained the people to obey government without question. You know, every inoculation is given by faith from the people who come in to get the inoculation, by the doctor or the nurse who gives it. They have no ability to analyze it for themselves. What it says on that file is what they believe. And yet I have never met anyone who's had a tour of a vaccine factory. In fact, one of the biggest vaccine factories in Canada is Baxter Laboratories. Baxter Laboratories used to be part of IG Farben. And we know what they were up to. They created the war machine for the Nazi regime.
Well, that's so, like Bayer knowingly shipping out to over a million people HIV and hepatitis-filled shots, and the documents came out. They did it on purpose.
They did it on purpose. We had a little blurb on a CBC documentary, Canada, which is the BBC of Canada. And they admitted at the World Health Organization they'd sterilized millions of women in Africa and India with a fake tetanus shot that was bioengineered, warfare planned, engineered to attach itself to a hormone, go straight to the ovaries, and cause massive inflammation and sclerosis.
But see, that's too scary for the public to admit, so they won't check it out and find out it's true. They'll just keep taking their injections.
Yes, they will. We are at a stage now where those who are gone are literally, truly gone. And we have to accept there's going to be these massive losses in this war. It's a war that's quiet, it's silent, but there's massive losses. And we cannot allow ourselves to be overwhelmed by how massive it all is.
That's what Colonel Alexander calls it, silent weapons for quiet wars.
That's right. That's right.
So quietly how they put the pillow over the child's face and smother them lovingly.
Oh, yes, that's right. And it's difficult. See, the average person will go into, they'll shut down. Their minds will close into, and they'll withdraw into a catatonic state if they suddenly allow themselves to accept the facts and the evidence. And that is why they generally choose not to know. It's too terrifying for them. Once you know, you have to take action. You see, that's what's mandatory. And they know that. What are you going to do when you realize there are people in this world, lots of them, and lots of employees working for the elites, working on methods to kill you off by all kinds of nasty diseases? You can't negotiate with mass murderers. You cannot grab a serial killer in the middle of a spree and say, please stop doing this. You see, we'd have to deal with this, and that's something no one wants to question and bring up.
Well, when I speak to crowds of people that don't know who I am or who are hostile, I just say to them, you know about black men in Tuskegee and letting them die of syphilis over 45 years and spreading it to tens of thousands? Yeah. And they say, yeah, we know about that. Do you know about the atomic soldiers, how they had to march into the bomb blast, you know, crater minutes after, knowing it was going to kill them? They wanted to, yeah, we know about that. Okay, do you now know that they knew Agent Orange was going to sterilize and kill people? Yeah, we know about that. Okay, well, you do know about how they irradiated some foster children. No, we didn't know that. Well, did you know? And then you can go down into the horrors, and that was all the black op government creating and testing the cadres of Army officers, Army and Navy and Marine Corps and private corporate doctors that believe this and would go along with it. And I've studied Henry Paulson, Treasury Secretary, the new Fed Chairman, all of them are part of Nature Conservancy. They all give anti-human speeches. They all talk about population reduction. Bill Gates, his father, the head of Planned Parenthood, giving money to eugenics. I mean, when you look at these people, I mean, that's their ideology. They believe they're saving the Earth by doing this. And but meanwhile, they're really cross-species genetic engineering and doing things that are destroying the environment. Can you explain from your deep study, Alan Watt, which I really respect? I mean, I really believe you can teach me something here. Hold on one second. I'm going to ask the question. Alan Watt, can you explain to me how they say they're killing the majority of us and soft-killing us and how beautiful and wonderful their work is and how disgusting and evil we are and how we deserve to die? How they claim they're doing this all for the environment, meanwhile, they say they're playing God and that no mutation is a bad mutation, that it's all natural because they're doing this through evolution. They're an expression of evolution. And they constantly talk about destroying the planet, killing everyone. I mean, when you finally get to the higher levels, they admit that they are playing God and that they want to destroy creation. So you've got their servants that believe they're killing everybody with soft kill to save the earth. But then at the top, they actually, what makes them tick? Go ahead.
It is a religion with them. There's no doubt. They do believe that a long time ago there was an evolution in the species and that they have proven that they are part of the most advanced creatures who've ever been born and lived by the very fact of their own personal family histories, the fact that they have amassed incredible wealth down through centuries and held onto it. That's the key, is the ability for your offspring to take over that wealth and hold onto it. So they've proven, and plus they have selective breeding where they have their mates matched up for them from other powerful families. This is how they rationalize it amongst themselves, that they are the proof, the living proof, that they are part of the last great leap forward, and they have the right to rule the lesser types. When you look into the religion of very high Freemasonry, not the lower level stuff, but the high Freemasonry, which again is full of eugenic theory, you find that the elite talk about this. They believe that when you come through a new age, and these ages are 25,500 years or so long, a great age, a Platonic year, they call it, because Plato talked about it too. He belonged to the ancient secret societies. And they believe, just like the Hindus do, and it really is from the Hindu religion, that all the lesser types must be killed off. Now, that's also part of the Darwinian theory, which is nothing but Hinduism dressed up. If you allow the lesser types to come through into the new age, they will bring down those advanced types. So they must be killed off to the last man. That's a true belief with them, a very firm belief. Now, meanwhile, they have set up cryogenic systems across the planet. The World Wildlife Fund has three arcs across the world where they have all kinds of cells of all living materials and animals and insects. And cryogenic.
That's it. They're going to destroy the planet to bring in the tyranny, and then they will rebuild it, and through that crisis, use that as the cover to exterminate us. And you're absolutely right, Alan, and I want you to continue here in a moment. The First Barons of Banking, the big newspaper out of the United Arab Emirates, it talks about the World Bank's meeting there last week to set up the new international order. And he talks about global governance, a new world order's taking over now. But then the rest of his interview is about how families maintain wealth and how that is their supreme victory, is that they carried on the wealth genetically and that they didn't let their children become decadent. And so he's saying he's most proud of the dynasty holding the wealth and expanding the power, not losing it. So people always ask how you have old elites, or they say, I can't even balance my checkbook. How do they organize this? Well, that's why they're in control. And they believe, because they, like they say in the film that was put out, Apocalypse Now, where he talks about the beauty of being willing to chop little children's arms off.
Yeah.
You know, the strength, the diamond bullet. Now, please continue. You were getting to the point of the cryogenic arcs with the seed and animal banks, the deep underground bases, which they admit, and their Moonraker scenario.
Yes, on public broadcasting, they did a documentary a couple of years ago on the World Wildlife Fund, and one of their arcs is in Louisiana. It's headed by a professor, a woman professor from the local university there in New Orleans. And she It's a massive facility, incredible, multi-million dollar facility. She said there are three of them worldwide, and they have already put together in vitro fertilization some of these sperms and ovums from the cryogenics, and they can put them into any animal and bring the creature up to term, regardless of what kind of creature it is. In other words, they could bring, they could grow a dog in the womb of a cat, or even a lion who started off in a domesticated cat, and then transplant it from there to a bigger animal. That's how far ahead they've done, and they've been very, very successful. So they could literally, in the case of disaster, which they can create themselves, do the Genesis Project. The Genesis Project was first mentioned, of course, in predictive programming in the Star Trek movies. So they can reseed the planet and recreate it. Now, this is what they called, by Albert Pike's doctrine, the Luciferian doctrine. The whole idea, remember, of a Luciferian doctrine was that Lucifer wanted to remake everything in the way that he thought it should be made on Earth. And in Freemasonry, they actually say that they're here to perfect that which was left imperfect by the Creator itself. So by destroying all that was, they will bring in the new, and they will perfect it in their own image. This is the true Luciferian doctrine that they talk about in their own writings.
And they make fun of us in movies with Terry Gilliam, like Time Bandits, where the devil, he wants, that's what he really wants. He wants to remake it the way he wants it.
Yes, exactly. And they are doing it. They are doing it. It's not going to happen. They are doing it.
And, of course, all over Europe, they've been up at the North Pole, and in Iceland, they've built giant vaults, big government vaults, and they're openly getting us ready with films that they put out there about the public being mass sterilized, you know, no one being able to have children. Again, they're incrementally getting us ready for this. They're incrementally preparing us with all this predictive programming and all these movies like Children of Men that are coming out to do this.
There is no doubt about that. These science fiction movies and the novels, too, are authorized to be out there from the World Futurist Society. And when you see who guides and funds the World Futurist Society, it's the same big players, again, the big names, the big multi-millionaire philanthropic organizations like the Rockefellers. So wherever you find those names, you know this is the agenda. And they fund the authors, just like H.G. Wells was funded to put out propaganda. And they tell them what to include in their stories.
Well, here's a very simple one. It's admitted that G.I. Joe cartoon in the 80s had some Defense Department funding. And the whole thing is about join the military. They phrase it as all individualistic and an army of one. And then now that's their official slogan today. And they're fighting this evil group. But really, the bad guys are always cooler. So what they were really predictive programming for was to be bad guys.
That is correct. Young men, again, especially, and this is well understood, too, and the FBI have done studies on this. Young men who have no male role figure, and most of them today have no male role figure, single mothers who are even ordering the sperm from different countries. They don't want men. Men are just sperm banks, according to some of them. And the men grow up, they have no role model, but they still crave the masculine role model. They either go for the gang leader and become part of the family, and the gang leader, and one thing about gangs, they will stand up for their members, you see, and that's what young men like. Right or wrong, they'll stand up for you. And the next step, of course, is the military, which is the biggest gang of all. It uses all the gang techniques. And you're brought in there, you belong for the first time in your life, you can wear the black gear, you have a sense of power, where before you were nobody, and you're given the armaments, and you can go and kick butt, as they like to say. So this is an engineered system. And unfortunately, they've risen a generation of young men who have had no fathers, most of them. They crave power. Now they're accepted for the first time in their lives, and they will do whatever they are told to do to be part of the team.
Absolutely. And then all these shows making the SWAT teams glorified, and it's so fun as they blow everybody up. And then for someone who's actually conscious, you watch that and it's so empty and so fake and so pathetic. But for most adults, they really buy into it. They really believe the delusion. And that's why the social engineers say they're not even really alive. And they laugh at the zombies.
They do. The zombies are irreplaceable, as we know. And that's why I tell people, don't start fighting. The greatest thing they've done down through history is to get the poor fighting each other. And it's like Tammany said in New York in the 1800s, the mayor of New York, he said, He said, you can always hire half of the poor to fill and kill and fight the other half. We mustn't attack the ones at the bottom. They're goons and they're easily replaceable from the hordes behind them that are up and coming. So we have to go for the ones at the top. And as I say, these are mass serial murderers. We have to, and this is the big part no one wants to go near, we have to make them accountable and they must pay for their crimes.
But they love setting the precedent to not pay, as they openly admit that no transparency, no Congress, Fed chairman, former Fed chairman come out and say, we are above the law, we are keeping the money, and the heads of the banks say we're keeping it for bonuses, and they laugh at the public, but then that's not enough to just throw it in our face. They then must lie and let us know they're lying and have Paulson come out and say there's total transparency and taxpayers are in full control. So stay there. I want to get your take on why they do that psychologically. They will throw it in your face, but then to make it even worse, they then say, but I didn't just say that.
I am so frustrated. I can't seem to remember anything anymore.
What?
Seriously, my memory and attention span is terrible. I read something and forget. I forget people's names. I hear all this great information on the radio and I want to tell people, but I forget.
Okay, slow down. Poor attention and memory loss is not your fault. Factors like fluoride in the water, aluminum in deodorants, genetically modified foods, the way the education system taught you. It's all meant to dumb you down. You know, I can remember everything now, even entire books.
What? How?
There is this website called School of Phenomenal Memory. Their online course is a real breakthrough in the field of memory improvement. In fact, they guarantee that every single person will be able to memorize any type of information, including entire books, after they complete just 60 lessons. And they offer a no questions asked, no time limit, money back guarantee.
Wow. What's the website?
Now, don't forget, it's pmemory.net. The letter P, memory.net.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th, made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Come, you masters of war. You that build the big guns.
There's a war on for your mind.
You that build the death.
There's a war on for your wallet. And you're physically being bombarded by the military industrial system. Then when you get sick, they suck all the money out of you. The compartmentalized doctors and nurses don't even know what's going on, don't even read their own peer-reviewed journals that admit all of this is happening.
I just don't want you to know I can see through your...
They're passing all sorts of laws to arrest you if you're hurt using a cuss word.
You've never done nothing.
You know, to get more and more people in the system, that's an article up on Infowars.com. Profanity police. They see you not wearing a seatbelt, you go to jail. Again, it's all about getting you in the system for smaller and smaller reasons. Your child says a cuss word on the playground, they're arrested. Don't finish your homework, the parents are arrested. It's all part of lawlessness by the system, getting everybody else in there. Alan Watt, talking about them flaunting it, why are the private bankers, Paulson comes out yesterday and says, yeah, we're giving money to secret groups, we're not going to tell you. And then they say, yeah, $2 trillion's been spent, we're not going to tell you where it went. And by the way, that's total transparency. I guess they're just teaching us doublethink.
It is a form of doublethink, but it's also a magical spell, in a sense, a psychological spell, because even the average person will sense that there's nothing but massive corruption at the top. That further disarms you, in a sense. It makes you feel even more powerless to realize that there's such corruption above you, blatant, flagrant, arrogant corruption. This is the same sort of system they used to see during monarchies, when monarchies ruled with impunity. And the king's men could just grab you and hang you on the spot for any reason they wished. So it truly psychologically disarms you. It makes you feel as if you're an amoeba floating in the sea with no power whatsoever, with these above-the-law type gangs that run the system. And it does work very well. People are apathetic when they hear this kind of stuff, and they become more apathetic. They feel dejected and useless and helpless. So it is a psychological spell.
Well, that's like the state attorney I had on, where they, in Maryland, said it's the law, you've got to take shots, had thousands of them outside with riot police and dogs barking at crying children. And they didn't tell him it wasn't the law. They lied, and he laughed on air and said, I know, Alex, I don't give my kids the shots, and started laughing.
That is correct. They do not give their children the same shots. And there are shots, of course, that the royalty and so on do get, but it's not available to the public. What we are fed are simply debilitating diseases.
So what's going to happen in the near term and then the mid and long term? I mean, things are really getting turned up right now. Things are accelerating.
Well, they always wanted this system to be global, standardized. That's the first key to everything. Karl Marx came out with the centralization of government. We find it under the United Nations. We're now under regions. And when you go into the documentation, the reason for the regions, again, is more centralized government over various countries. Now we're going into global society, and they have to finish off those cultures which have not succumbed and gone under and accepted the Western culture. So they'll be blown into existence if they cannot produce a generation with the indoctrination from UNICEF to be the next leaders of those countries, and then they'll be thoroughly westernized when they do. But at the end of the 100 years, as I say, they want their brave new world here one way or another, and they'll have plan A, B, C, and D for every part of it, waiting in the wings. These guys will not give up. They are the evidence is in the longevity of their main members. These characters are still trotting around the globe giving meeting speeches to world bodies on a daily basis in their 80s and 90s. These guys have a religion. They are religious fanatics of the ultimate kind. They truly believe in their quest, and they will keep going. We can't discuss things with them. We cannot compromise with these people.
No, they're going to give us no quarter. Stay there, Alan. Let's continue talking about how they're murdering us.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or or you are with the terrorists.
Waging war on corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. Big Brother. Mainstream media. Government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Great darkness is upon the world. A criminal elite adopting eugenics as their scientific excuse to dumb us down, poison us, and kill us in masses and control. Our guest is going to be with us until about 15 after. So we're going to come back and take three or four calls in the next segment and let him go. Then Gary Franchi joins us with the In the Fed protest nationwide. Then Ralph Nader. And then, of course, on the Second Amendment front on this live Wednesday edition, the 12th day of November 2008. We're also going to have Larry Pratt on. Alan Watt from CuttingThroughTheMatrix.com. Alan, certainly they've conditioned the public to love their slavery or to feel like they're powerful or to buy the propaganda as if it was their own. But what are some of the solutions you see? I mean, there certainly is a great awakening happening. What are some of the solutions you see to turn this around?
When it comes to solutions, you must first start with the individual. This is a war also against the individual. The United Nations has said so. They don't like individuality. They want conformity. They want the mass man. But the problem has been organization. The public themselves are unorganized. The only organized side is the opponent side, and they have covered every base. Now, even when you try to start up a grassroots movement, you get infiltrated so quickly by people who start to say the right things and spin you off, or before you know it, you're even on the global agenda towards a better type of global society. So we have to be very, very careful. We need organization, and what really has happened, too, you see, the culture at one time was fairly standard throughout the Western Hemisphere. It was a Christianized culture. And even if people didn't believe in the doctrine, they still had the culture from Christianity, and so they could cooperate and help each other and so on. They were bonded to an extent with each other through the culture itself. That is why that had to be destroyed, and now you're left floundering in this space where there's nothing really to hang on to except what you're given as the new normals. That's the big problem. People have to start to find the strength within themselves first and foremost, before they can go out to help other people. And they must overcome their fear. Fear is the greatest killer and stagnator of all. You have to overcome the fear, because we're getting killed anyway. When you realize that, and you are going to die one day, you have nothing to lose. And you must retain or even gain empathy for other people around you, even those who don't understand. It makes you tremendously sad to see them in their ignorance. They don't know what's happening. They are parroting, just like automatons, things from the media. They don't know they're being killed.
Now, you don't have your humanity till you do stand up and fight back. And absolutely, we have no chance out of this if we don't speak out and get involved and resist. Now,
absolutely.
The enemy tried to condition us to go for the banker takeover, but 95 to 98% of the polls, 1,000-to-1 phone calls to Congress were against it. So the good news is, on more and more fronts, people are not buying it. That's why I was so hurt by the Obama thing, them calling him the one, the savior, the God, because his whole agenda is identical to Bush's, who was another puppet, and it's just sad to see my fellow humans being conned.
Yes, once again, we've got to stop looking for two-legged gods and realize that every single one of us is our own champion. We are our champions ourselves. And everyone can make a difference when they start to speak up and complain and say, no more of this. We've had enough. We've had too much. Thank you very much. And we've got to start literally setting up organizations to try these people in the future when we do turn all of this around. We're going to start organizations up and tell them we're coming after you.
Absolutely. Let's come back and take a few final phone calls for Alan Watt. Then we'll look forward to the exciting resistance of the Fed. People actually protesting the real government, the real elite, nationwide with the End the Fed demonstrations, November 22nd. Stay with us.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. Our elected representatives wanted a good old boy bailout for the special interest, so they ignored your screams not to do it. They turned off the telephones and email. They voted to print $850 billion at least out of thin air. This money now owns the American and European banks. The exploding inflation that is now guaranteed will slash your life savings to nothing and blast the cost of necessities, particularly food, beyond many Americans' reach. In pre-Nazi Germany superinflation, the cost of a loaf of bread doubled every 2 days until it reached over 4 billion marks. Food prices are skyrocketing so fast, there seems as if there may be no end in sight. The private banks, merging with our government, are refusing to loan grocery stores enough money to restock their shelves. The stores have less food, but jack up prices to stay in business. Whatever happens in America, we need to be prepared and be ready. Everything is zeroing in on food. One-third of Americans have to choose between buying food and paying for other necessities. My friends, whatever it takes, get prepared, get self-sufficient, get food. And for everybody out there listening, it's very important for you to understand that by having a supply of storable food, the government, the New World Order, has a lot less control over you. And so it's a mindset of self-sufficiency and preparedness. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
Coming up in about 6-7 minutes. Right now we're talking to Alan Watt. Alan, I'm going to take a few calls here quickly for you from Mike, Kelton, Lisa, and Jim. But tell folks about your websites.
Yeah, it's cuttingthroughthematrix.com and also alanwattsentinel.eu for Europe. And they can download lots of free talks I've given in the past covering a lot of this information and the big agencies and foundations and big players behind it, and I give them links to their scripts, actually, and their books and so on, which tell you the whole agenda. It is out in the open. H.G. Wells called it the open conspiracy. And as I say, what I'd like to happen one day in the future, after maybe even millions of us have died off, been killed off, if they cannot crush the memory and the history of their acts that we have, we keep their records, we are the keepers of the records of history, then one day hopefully we can have a new Nuremberg trial and bring them all and all their paid lackeys, all their scientists that have happily worked on these agencies to kill us all, bring them all to justice, because, and this would have to be televised worldwide, because we could never forget what's been done to the public. It's a horror show. They must stand trial for this one day.
Absolutely. Let's talk to Mike in Illinois. You're on the air, Mike.
Alan, how you guys doing?
Good.
I got a question for Alan, actually two of them, one of which is how is Obama going to be falling into this eugenics program? It seems like that everyone they put into office, they have some kind of personal agenda that they're trying to meet for their ultimate goal or ultimate plan.
Well, I've got a comment after Alan, but go ahead, Alan.
Well, I don't think they have a personal agenda. I think that they do what they're told. I think Obama actually has been bred for his task, and you actually will find this has happened in the past. If you go into his mother's history, she was a born and bred revolutionary for the world system. I thought it funny in his speech he talked about American, Afro-American slaves and so on. Now, the guy was not an Afro-American slave. His father was a Kenyan, so, and he called him a prince. So he's using all tactics, simply as politicians do, to get into power. But he is simply a front man.
He's also related very closely to Bush, Cheney, all of them.
Yes.
And they're all much more related than the general public. I mean, again, that's probably not even his father, folks. Obama has been groomed. Ron Paul said that here. But listen, they'll use his individual looks and what he says and does for their angle, their spin, to give the illusion of choice and a variance between the puppet to puppet. But Obama, because he's black, is going to be perfect to lead. He says he wants to get GMO into Africa. He says he wants to give women their choice. That means Planned Parenthood, sterilizing them, injections, abortion. So, yes, he'll make sure that the black babies aren't born, and he'll be held for that, and Jesse Jackson will cry all day.
That is correct. You've said it all. This is how they play the game. And rather than giving a revolution every 4 or 5 years, they give us this choice of voting in a new party who simply continues the agenda. This is how the trick has been played for years.
Folks, they know that humans build things. We create things. We're amazing. The globalist system is about diverting you into halls of mirrors, little false realities, so you never truly live and see reality for what it is, so you can affect reality. You were meant, you know, we're a species that's like a coral reef. We grow on top of each other. And they've learned to engineer that and make sure we never leave anything behind. Only their hand leaves something behind. I know how short my life is. I know it's about the mark I leave, what I do for the species. I live on through the species. I have a communal love of the species, whereas this elite believe they are a super species and they have a religious hate of you and your family. They want to murder you and your family. They love children dying of cancer. They love poison. They love dumbing down. They love destruction. It's dominance for them. It's like sitting on you. Alan?
Yes, they are psychopathic. They are so inbred. And you'll find Obama, I'm sure, if you truly get hold of his real history, he's just another one who's been created for the purpose, literally purpose-designed human. We find the same thing happened with Armand Hammer. Armand Hammer's father was way up there in communism in the United States. He was done a few times in charge for backstreet abortions. He was immediately into the abortion debates way back then. And then Armand himself was sent off to study with a rabbi at the age of five. He left home at the age of five to be indoctrinated in his role for life, to acquire millions of dollars, and eventually to get an office right next door to Lenin. So these guys are trained and bred for their purposes and their duty to their system, to their cause, to their own elite.
Yeah, got to jump, Mike. Kelton in Texas, go ahead.
Are you guys there?
Yeah, we're on the air worldwide right now.
Okay, thank you. I just had a quick comment. You guys are absolutely right on as far as how the police are implementing tyranny in the communities. I'll give you a prime example. About a year and a half ago, I was pulled over. I actually wasn't pulled over. I was at the bus stop from Austin to Cleveland, and all of a sudden, police officers just pulled me over, had me spread my arms on the car, and I was telling them, I told them that, hey, you know, my license are in my pocket, my bus ticket is in my pocket. They were saying, well, where's your luggage? But my luggage got lost. And they put me in the backseat of the car, ran my information, and let me go. Oh, but this is one important thing. Before the guy let me get up off the car, he said, don't make a MFing move or you'll become a statistic. And I found that is still...
it's about humiliating
today.
You, letting you know you're lower than dirt. They're told to do that to train us to accept enslavement. But don't worry, that cop's going to have his pension fund taken by his global masters. He's going to be hurt by the very same system he loves. So go ahead and shoot your kid up, cops, with vaccines, laugh at us. Go ahead and serve the system. Go ahead and think you're Alan.
I know, it's disgusting. You see, the problem again is we have a generation who have been brought up, and their heroes have been the goons that they're now dressed up as. They've become what they wanted to be, the ones with the power. Look at what they've been. Look at the movies they watch. Look at the language in the movies. eat this sucker, etc., etc. I mean, this is the mentality that was purposely put out there for this generation, the generation they're now using as the bullies. So we also have psychopaths in all strata of society, unfortunately. And they do hire the low-level psychopaths who would otherwise be smashing windows on streets and stealing stuff from the stores. And they put uniforms on them. So they always use the degenerate class to control the rest of the people.
It's not them anymore. It's Officer Dimomsky.
Yep.
Another got me a badge, and you're going to learn to respect me. All right. Appreciate your call, Kelton. Lisa and Jim, we've just got to leave now because we've got our next guest on. But next Wednesday, Alan Watt, because he's just such a great mind, and we appreciate him, has agreed to come on for 2 hours next Wednesday. So I'll talk to you in 7 days, Alan.
I will do.
You bet. Take care. Appreciate you spending time with us. All right. We've got Gary Franchi the next 30 minutes, maybe longer, until Ralph Nader joins us. And I always enjoy having Gary Franchi up. Gary Franchi does so much around the community. And you know, he was involved with the whole Freedom to Fascism, getting that video out to people. And he's been a talk show host in his own right. But he came up with a great idea to have in the Fed protest every November 22nd when they killed JFK because he tried to abolish the Federal Reserve. And I think of no better guest to have on than Gary Franchi on the heels of Alan Greenspan on national television on PBS saying the Fed is accountable to no one and can do anything and everything they want. So, Gary Franchi, good to have you here with us.
Alex, it's a pleasure to be here. Thank you for having me.
Oh, you bet. Now, tell the listeners specifically how this idea to physically go protest the Fed developed instead of protesting the fake titular heads, the figureheads, the puppets like Bush and Obama.
Well, I mean, we could sit around and we can complain about the you know, the Republicans and the Democrats, but we know that they are just the pawns, you know, on the chessboard. The real power comes from the source of the money, and that's the Federal Reserve System. You know, you've known this for a long time. I've known this for a long time, and it's time that we wake up the American people and say we are going to go to the source of the problem. And we're going to raise public awareness. We are going to shout at the top of our lungs. And we're going to say, it is time. We're making a declaration on the 22nd of November to end the Federal Reserve System. That is the day that the Federal Reserve was birthed on Jekyll Island. So that's why we chose the date. And, you know,
it's also near the Kennedy assassination date. And we know that he went up against them as well.
Oh, yeah. I mean, you know, Kennedy had, you know, started printing up U.S. notes, started competing with the Federal Reserve notes. They, you know, they had to get rid of him, too. So it's time. It is time. These bankers are running rampant over the American people. I mean, Paulson today is saying that he's not going to put money towards this bailout money towards the mortgages. He's going to put it towards credit cards instead. I mean, it's so
convenient. And again, that's
that
not paying off the debts of the credit card holders, that and then just giving that money to them. The credit card holder will still have to pay. It's just the credit card company gets double paid, and then they're going to take that money as bonuses. And then he said yesterday it's all secret, but then today he said it's all transparent, and they say $2 trillion is just missing.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, isn't that convenient, you know? The former head of Goldman Sachs is, you know, pumping all this money that you can't even track back to his Wall Street buddies. This is a disgrace. This is high treason. And the American people will not stand for it anymore. Never, ever in American history have we had an opportunity like we do today to speak to the American people's minds, because they, on the tip of everyone's tongue, on the news, all across the place, all across the country, it's bailout, it's the economy. Now we have the opportunity to explain why. Where's the source of the power?
Absolutely. Point out who the real culprit is. Stay there, my friend. We're going to be right back.
Lead from solder and copper pipes. Mercury from fish, dental fillings, vaccines, arsenic in the water. These heavy metal toxins are difficult or even impossible to avoid. Even trace amounts of these heavy metals over time can impact your health. Many health problems have been suggested as being related to this heavy metal exposure, including memory loss, high blood pressure, depression, mood swings, speech disorders, neuropathy, autoimmune diseases, chronic fatigue, and more. Unfortunately, traditional detoxifying isn't able to clear the body of these harmful and potentially deadly toxins. That's why there's PuraClear from Ripple Creek. PuraClear contains a proprietary blend of ingredients, including a cilantro extract and alpha-lipoic acid, among other ingredients formulated specifically to promote body cleansing. PuraClear also has ingredients selected to promote improved circulation to enhance activity, so that heavy metals may be more effectively captured and removed from the body. Order PuraClear now by calling Ripple Creek at 203-331-0363 or go to ripplecreek.com.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com. Or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
Silver is mankind's oldest natural antibiotic. This very special mineral has been used for centuries by most cultures throughout the world. Utopia, Texas is home to a small but mighty supplement company called Utopia Silver, who offers colloidal products produced in distilled water without use of animal protein, nitrates, or saline solutions. Because our colloidal silver is made up of nano-sized particles, it can be better utilized at the cellular level, and germs can't mutate to be resistant like they can to modern-day antibiotics. Utopia Silver has a broad range of health supplements, including colloidal silver, gold, and copper, with a money-back guarantee on the colloidal products we produce. For 4 years, Utopia Silver has been fighting in the Texas courts against agencies that would steal our God-given rights of health care and freedom of speech. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's UTOPIA silver.com. Or call 888-213-4338, 888-213-4338, and help us win this battle.
Banking group, same ones raping us right now, killing Kennedy. And so perfect for me to drop by over there to the demonstration at the Dallas Federal Reserve. Tell folks what's being planned at these locations across the country.
Well, here's the plan. And if people want to get further involved, and we want people to, spread this message. We need the largest turnout we can. You know, as far as I know, this is the first time we've ever organized nationally against an economic issue like the Federal Reserve. So this is really a historic day. We need to get everybody, all hands on deck for this. You can do that by going to endthefed.us. Very simple. Fill out the form there. And then you can go to RestoreTheRepublic.net, and there are groups there for every single Federal Reserve District. All you got to do is just plug in your email and then join the group, and then the group organizer will contact you. All the details are there on the events calendar. And, you know, what we want people to do, especially, we create a special issue of Republic Magazine just for this very event, a scathing issue on the bailout, the Federal Reserve System. But really, we want peaceful, nonviolent rally in support of sound money. You know, we want to return to a sound economic policy that is good for the country, that is good for the people, and is not revolving around a fiat paper currency.
I think it's also important to point out, you know, there's a bunch of groups doing this so they can basically put out what they want, but that it's the Federal Reserve is private and that they engineered the collapse and the looting and the robbery, the heist. You know, Ron Paul has said it's a heist that we're witnessing right now.
Oh, I mean, Alex, a couple months ago, I went to a Federal Reserve conference here in Chicago. And I interviewed the public relations officer for the Fed. And this guy laid it out. You know, he was basically boasting that the Federal Reserve is a private bank. I mean, I got it all on camera. And he just laid it out, you know. Talked about the, you know, how much money they print every day. It was a shocking admission, you know. But these people are operating in the open with full arrogance and no restraint.
Yeah, that's the big issue. In the past, they hid it and lied about it. Now, Mayor Rothschild, Baron Rothschild, is in the news saying, I run the New World Order, global government, ha, 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 we're stealing all your money. I mean, they're just right out in the open now.
Yeah. Well, that's why we're organizing these things. You know, we want cooperation and respect for local law enforcement authorities. You know, we don't want everyone, you know, breaking all the windows of the Federal Reserve banks.
Yeah, but we know what's going to happen. They're not going to be respectful. And if anybody breaks windows, it'll be cops dressed up like us. They just got caught in Denver. It's now confirmed.
Yeah, I mean, that's their modus operandi. You know, they have their agent provocateurs. So everybody.
By the way, they're public servants, though. I mean, I don't really call them authorities myself.
Well, we want people to be on the lookout for provocateurs. We want people to bring cameras. You know, the camera today, you know this, Alex, is the best weapon that we have, you know, to fight this information war. You know, we don't want to block pedestrian or vehicular traffic. You know, every city has different ordinances, so you got to talk to your local
organizer. Every city has different ways of suppressing and controlling the slaves as they're bled.
That's the better way of putting it.
But, I mean, regardless, we're going to be out there handing out flyers, material, exposing them. Everybody in every city needs to call the media and let them know you're going to be out there protesting the private Federal Reserve, engineering the collapse of the economy, and looting the economy with the bailout. And this is very popular. Yeah.
We got you're familiar with our publication, the next issue of Republic Magazine. The cutoff time tomorrow is 1 o'clock. And if you want them, you got to get them now at republicmagazines.com. This is a 48-page, fully stacked info bomb that will wake up the people and just send the message home. And we really want people to get out there, pass out copies of America, Freedom, and Fascism. And, you know, wake up the people. It's time. The Federal Reserve has to be shut down. And on a nationwide scale, if we all stand in unison and make the declaration on the 22nd of November, we can see change coming. Not some fake change that this perceived change that we're going to get next year with Obama. That's a whole fraud in itself. But, you know, it's time.
Oh, we're getting a change. They're going to put it in higher gear, raping the people. Gary, stay there. Let's do a few more minutes on the other side. In the Fed, ladies and gentlemen, and locations all over the country. We'll tell you about some of the locations. When we get back, be part of history. All of this is about exposing the enemy, exposing the culprits, exposing the criminals that are behind all this.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
will you do when it happens? When you turn to your loved ones, will you see starvation and fear or confidence because you knew what was coming and got prepared with PatriotFood.com? The signs are everywhere. You have no excuses. Your indifference today will determine the magnitude of your suffering tomorrow. What good is it to know the truth about any conspiracy unless you take action? PatriotFood.com has 100 pounds of dry food supplies for just $3 a pound. At PatriotFood.com, you'll get 20 survival foods. Varieties like dried tomatoes, wild rice blend, beef base, granola, vegetable mix, and much more. There are just two kinds of people, slave and free. Be ready. Be free. With PatriotFood.com.
May I have everybody's attention, please? I've come with a message of information. 9/11 was an inside job.
Do you like being a puppet, sir? Do you like being a puppet for the New World Order?
How do the American people know that 9/11 was a stage, was it engineered by you, David Rockefeller, the Trilateral Commission, the CFR?
You need to sit down and shut up.
The day that we stop asking questions is the day that we have allowed the seeds of despotism to grow at our own door.
7 years after the attacks of September 11th, a global awakening has taken place.
An inside job? How dare you?
If you know that there's treason going on, you can be held accountable for treason yourself.
All hell is breaking loose on 6th Avenue.
And if the government has not told the truth, in 5 years we will be here on the 10th anniversary of that.
Truth Rising. Download the film at PrisonPlanet.tv right now, or get the DVD at InfoWars.com. It's now time to take the revolution to the next level.
How much food do you have in your fridge? How long would it last in the event of a nationwide crisis? SurvivalGearSource.com is America's number one source for survival kits and supplies. SurvivalGearSource.com. SurvivalGearSource.com has everything you need to be prepared. Get your storable food at SurvivalGearSource.com. We've supplied thousands of Americans with our ready-to-eat meals. Sealed, portable, and will last for years. Get your portable flameless ovens for cooking. Get your ultra-portable survival kits now. Tailored for 1, 4, 10, or even the 100-person deluxe kit. Prepare for nuclear and bioterrorism with a complete terror protection kit, including gas masks, biosuits, potassium iodate, a solar hand crank flashlight, radio, cell phone charger, and much more. Prepare now. Order by phone at 877-231-1925. That's 877-231-1925. Or go to survivalgearsource.com. Use coupon code GCN and receive a free Patriot bar with every order. Survivalgearsource.com.
Ralph Nader's joining us in about 8-9 minutes.
Red, white, and blue.
Talk about the bailout, what's happening, what happened to the election, Fox News trying to demonize him, and a lot more.
People sleeping in their shoes.
So that is coming up in a few minutes. Got Larry Pratt, what's happening with the Second Amendment coming up in the next hour as well. We will have open phones for the first 30 minutes of the next hour before Larry Pratt joins us. The Federal Reserve in Dallas, where I will be on the 22nd, I'm going to be split between there and the Grassy Knoll. Same date the Federal Reserve was hatched at Jekyll Island, same date they killed President Kennedy. The main reason was trying to abolish the Fed, kick out this shadow government. 2200 North Pearl Street, Dallas, Texas, 75201. Or you can call the Federal Reserve at 214-922-6000. But if you go to the inthefed.us, you can find out about how many Fed locations are you guys going to be at?
Right now, I'm looking at the RestoreTheRepublic.net site. We've got 52 groups actively organizing right now. All across the country.
I mean, I know there's sub offices. There's 12 major region banks, 34 subgroups?
Yeah, there's about 38 locations nationwide. So we want people to go to the major banks, and if they don't have a major Federal Reserve Bank local, then we want them to find the next best thing, which would be a Federal Reserve branch office, and go and protest or rally, as the terminology we're using. Go and rally in front of those locations for sound money.
And folks, it doesn't matter if it's only 10 of you, but be sure and go to the site and coordinate with people. But the key, in my opinion, is to call your local newspapers and TV and say, hey, we're going to be out here protesting, leave it simple, the Fed's policies and the bailout. And then, you know, once they get out there, they're going to get an earful about the private Federal Reserve and the rest of it. I mean, I think that's a great idea. So the key here is to call alternative media, mainstream media, college newspapers, get them out there. And that's the point, having rallies at 38 locations, demonstrations saying, we know you're the real government. We know you're the real cause. I just salute everybody that's out there. And, Gary, I'm going to put you on hold. Give me you were saying you'd give me the name and number. I think she goes by, you said Liberty Bell up in Dallas. And let me give her a call just to let her know I'm going to be coming up there. Maybe I'll get her on in the next week or so before all this happens. But fire those websites out again, Gary.
Okay, the place where you want to get organized with information about this, about the action, is nthefed.us. Local groups are forming at restoretherepublic.net. And then we are all using Republic Magazine, the Grand Theft America issue, for the tool to awaken the people at republicmagazines.com.
All right, Gary, Gary, we'll talk to you soon. Appreciate you coming up with this great idea.
Thank you. It was a team effort.
You bet. Well, I'm just curious, who did hatch the idea?
It actually came from Stephen Vincent. He was a California coordinator with the Ron Paul meetups, and he approached me. I said, let's do this. Let's blow this thing up. Let's make it real. And, you know, we put the full weight and force of Aaron Russo's Restore the Republic behind it. And, you know, it's just gone viral from there.
Yeah, I appreciate Ted Anderson running all those ads, too. I hope the listeners of this network and this show take action. Okay, Gary, good to talk to you.
Thank you, Alex. Thank you so much.
You bet. I appreciate it. Okay, going back to another subject before Ralph Nader joins us, up on prisonplanet.com is a very important article written by Paul Watson, and it says, Obama's civil defense program resembles domestic draft. And they say in the fine print in his chief of staff's book, and what Obama said, what Clinton proposed, what Bush proposed, you'll all be in the National Guard. And he says that. Rahm Emanuel says that. You'll get 3 months of military training, and they'll call you up for domestic roles, spying roles on fellow citizens, law enforcement roles, all of this. And that's only part. Then they've got the environmental brigades, millions and millions. I mean, just the tattletale squad's a million. But more evidence has emerged, not just the video clips of him saying it or his book or Obama saying it or Obama's own website saying it and then being scrubbed. You know, look at him trying to hide it now because there's resistance. He told the New York Daily News in an interview, this is, you know, in a cocktail party. This is in 2006. This ran on the New York Daily News website. This is their reporter talking to him, and listen carefully.
This week from the Regency Hotel in Manhattan, where I sat down with Congressman Rahm Emanuel. He was at the Regency raising money for the Democratic Congressional Campaign Committee, which he chairs, and is also promoting his new book, which is called The Plan, and which he co-wrote with Bruce Reed.
I meant to ask you about the universal service piece of the plan. Can you tell me about it? Like, how's this going to work? Are people going to live in barracks?
Universal civil defense training. I think he had it at 18, but we were saying somewhere at the ages of 18 to 25, you will do 3 months of training. You do it in your some point in college, you just do that. But there could be nothing wrong with all Americans having a joint similar experience of civil, what we call civil defense training or civil service, or some sense of service to country in preparation, which will give people a sense of what it means to be an American. So it is, we propose 3 months. You know, at the end of the day, somebody says it should be 4. I'm not going to sit here. I hang up over
it. It's a lot more than the U.S. government asks of anybody right now. But, I mean, I guess you could argue that taxes.
No, it's because we have a lot more challenges. So you're going to need a lot to do it. But
I guess I don't mean to get like hung up on the aesthetics of it, but like uniforms and people like Europe.
If you're worried that you're going to do 50 jumping jacks, the answer is yes.
Right. No, but I mean, is it, are you kind of shipping the chief of the country at army bases in the summer? I mean, I'm sure, like, I wonder how it's going to work. I mean, this is people's experience. I'm sure, like, it's so abstract. there's going to be like,
oh, you could be work through,
like, you,
work
yeah,
through.
You know, you just, you know, it's like you go 9 to 5 to some course in the Red Cross building.
Well, I mean, that will be that. The whole idea there is it will be worked out. You could do it through your state National Guard to be the vehicle for that. That, you know, the goal here wasn't to sit here and work on a piece of legislation for you and all that, but that would be, that's one venue to doing it.
And would it, I mean, I guess, would it, are you,
you're gonna, you're,
if they have any sense of, like, and we'll hang up on the barracks. Like, is there,
yeah, is there a reason? Do you want to talk about it? Do you think we
I'm going to turn the tape recorder off.
Let me ask you, do you have Blue Cross Blue Shield coverage on this? Are you worried about this in some capacity?
No, I'm just curious. I'm just trying to sort of imagine it.
Rather than figure out whether you take a train ride or a barrack, think of it this way. It'll be a common experience, and you'll be prepared, God forbid, that... God forbid that there's chemical... There's another terrorist act or a natural disaster, which are coming more frequently. There'll be a body of citizens who are ready and capable and trained. That's all you got to think about. We're all here for you, okay? It's a circle of love.
I mean, it's just, you kind of want to know how these things will work.
Is this compulsory then?
Well,
you have to, in a sense, it's a required of everybody, 18 to 25, 3 months.
All right, stop right there. Back it up a few seconds. Now at the end, it shifts from the New York Daily News story, and then it shifts into him on C-SPAN saying the same thing, it's going to be required, and then Barack Obama saying it's a domestic security force. The whole point here is this is a national draft. If you read the fine print, it says it's for military, it's for domestic law enforcement, and then your school children have to be in these environmental brigades where the shared American experience is these multinational corporations and New World Order system brainwashing your children into these youth corps. So this is the opposite of true volunteerism. It's compulsory service, compulsory volunteerism. It's an oxymoron. But they know by imploding the economy, they know they force people into doing this. They know that by people not being able to have jobs, they're going to want to be part of this. That's why for the last 5 years they put the military recruiters in the high schools from Texas to Colorado to California, caught on tape, threatening, saying, I'm going to have you arrested if you don't sign in the Marines. It's the law. You have to join. So a lot of the kids they're getting are, number one, really the low achievers, low IQs. They're being conned, and they're being lied to be part of this. So this is all part of it. It's the law you got to take vaccines. It's the law you got to sign this contract to join the Marines or the Army. It's the law you've got to... Well, now they really want to make it the law where you don't own your body, you don't control yourself, you don't own your children, you know, your children don't own you, you know, your family has no call on that, like the California's court said a few months ago. They said parents aren't the parents, the state is. So that's the type of issue that we are dealing with here. But the bigger issue isn't just the national service. It's how they bring it out and then back off. And then they bring it out and they back off. Always conditioning the public. And then lying about it, saying they never proposed it. When Emmanuel wrote his book, his bestseller about it, when he's the guy that pushed it in the first Clinton administration, and the second, from 93 through 2000. And he's the guy who ramrodded through NAFTA. So, it's just, it's hard to deal with a nation of people trained to be in denial. But at the same time, the population really isn't in denial now. I mean, we have the bailout where we have 5 trillion dollars, 2 million of it on the Federal Reserve books, that they're saying they won't even say who got it or where it went. And then in a press conference, Treasury Secretary Paulson comes out and says it's secret who we're giving the money to. We don't have to tell anybody, but we have total transparency to the taxpayers, and this is all above board. I mean, that is total doublespeak. That's like breaking somebody's nose and saying, I didn't just punch you in the face. And then you're just busy confused thinking about the amazing lie you just heard. There is just a flaunting of corruption John, how's it going getting Ralph Nader on? Now, they always get numbers scrambled around, and it gets on about 5 minutes late. We run out of our time. But that's the way it is with any busy people doing a lot of media. So, and then he gets on late with us because he's late on another interview. And then he's got to go early because he's late for another interview. So that's how that basically unfolds and how that works when the stuff gets stacked up. Regardless, I want to get Ralph Nader's take on a lot of things that are happening and going on in the country, and how Fox News really demonized him for saying, will Barack Obama be an Uncle Sam or an Uncle Tom? I mean, Uncle Tom is a term used by blacks who invented it, the book Uncle Tom's Cabin, then it got picked up, to deal with folks that go along with the system and sell out their people. And, of course, Nader didn't apologize. He said that's a historical fact. And but pretty soon, reading or even being able to talk or even being able to have opposable thumbs will be seen as Al-Qaeda membership. It's kind of like 1984, where they reduced the language down so far that the general public can't even be reached. I mean, a lot of people out there in society, they don't even know the branches of government, how society works. It's just what color is somebody or what color tie are they wearing, or are they promising me a bunch of free stuff? And that's why the dumbing down has been so complete that even though the public knows they're being lied to, they don't know what to do or how to counter it or who the bad guys are. And that's where this show comes in. And it's just that having a population that's domesticated, dumbed down, enslaved is a recipe for disaster, is a recipe for enslavement. And any time you have a population who isn't aware of their enemies or isn't aware of corruption or doesn't have the will to fight back or doesn't even have the weapons to fight back, whether that's intellectual weapons or physical weapons, they get overrun and enslaved. And that's what we face as a society today. I mean, nowhere in any scale, in any time in history, has an elite stolen the amount of wealth they are stealing right now. And, of course, it's fiat wealth, but they're buying real assets with it. They're going to leave the people holding the bag, paying it back in taxes, and, of course, in inflation. But this is truly, truly unprecedented. And then I ask myself, every new outrage is topped by another outrage that comes after it. And then still another outrage, still another flaunting. So this is a scientific method of just flaunting corruption, training us to have no limits, to just expect anything and everything. And then the public just sheepishly has their expectations lowered down to nothing and are mentally and psychologically prepared to acquiesce to any level of cultural depravity, enslavement, feudalism, serfdom, slavery. And they know they have a trendy population that is a mile wide and inch deep. There's no real substance. And the people have been demoralized. Maybe they weren't even ever moralized to begin with, to where they can just be fully thrown around like flotsam and jetsam. And so I don't know what to take from all of this, other than the fact that we don't have a choice but to fight back. We don't have a choice but to resist, because the level of tyranny, as George Washington said, that we will live under is the exact level we accept. I mean, the tyrant isn't going to stop. It's their nature to enjoy power. It's their nature to want to control. It's their nature to want to impoverish as a tool, a political tool. And so we stand here at the crossroads. We have a scientific, military-industrial complex, media, big pharma system that is very decadent, but also at the same time focused. And they have big management PR firms and psychological warfare firms and think tanks that have figured out how humans operate and how to play us off against each other, how to demoralize us, how to control us. And they are just devastating our society. They are laying waste as a tool of total siege and what you could call military domination. This is economic, military, cultural domination. I mean, the TV culture, just watch it. The pettiness, the greed, the hate, the backstabbing, the murders, the violence, all of it simulated and real, is just oversensitizing us and to the point where we're desensitized to all of these horrors to ourselves and our fellow man. We've got to shake ourselves loose of this and realize just how crazy a world we're actually living in, to the point of realizing we have to get involved and somehow in the society change things. All right, we'll be right back, ladies and gentlemen. See if we can get Ralph Nader on the horn.
Now that the election is over and the shock is beginning to wear off, Ready Reserve Foods, in an effort to get as many Americans prepared for the promised changes of the new administration and to help you and your family survive the global economic crash, Ready Reserve is offering the pre-inauguration special. Between now and January 20th, 2009, all food units U1 through U7 are being offered at wholesale prices. That's a 33% savings. A year's supply of meals starts as low as 73 cents per meal. Ready Reserve Food offers only the highest quality dehydrated food, packed in double enameled cans in an inert nitrogen atmosphere, allowing a 15-plus year shelf life. Ready Reserve has been manufacturing since 1972, giving them the freedom to offer you amazing savings. Great tasting Ready Reserve Foods at wholesale prices. Order now at ReadyReserveFoods.com or call today 1-800-453-2202. That's 1-800-453-2202.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
Don't be a victim of sudden cardiac arrest due to inflammation of the arterial walls. Our hemp foods are anti-inflammatory and gluten-free and can greatly benefit the health of the human body. By calling 908-691-2608 or visiting hempusa.org, you can benefit from this wonderful natural food source. Our customers are also purchasing this natural food for long-term storage, camping, survival, and emergency food rations. Call 908-691-2608 or visit hempusa.org today. HempUSA.org believes that now is the time to plan for the future, and food will be your greatest asset. People spend money on all kinds of things, but our warning is prepare now for food shortages in the future. So don't delay, call today, 908-691-2608, and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
All right, it's no big deal. This stuff happens all the time. His plane was late getting in, so he's stuck in traffic going to his office. So I don't want to have him on for 5 minutes. We can do that. I'm just going to have Ralph Bender on tomorrow or the next day for like 30 minutes. We're going to have about 20 minutes with him to get into the banker bailout and really get into some serious issues. And why do we have people like Ralph Nader on? It's interesting to hear from him, his perspective, also all of his fans and people that respect him. So when I talk about the private banking system and the scam and how it's a fraud, you know, people pay attention, but the synergy of having Ralph Nader on as well, or Ron Paul. I mean, that Ron Paul interview I did last week, hundreds of thousands of views alone on YouTube. And then it's all over hundreds of other video sites. People take the audio and put it up there on the video. You know, another example of all these big guests adding to the synergy that, hey, A lot of Americans know the banks are running a scam. They know there's a new world order. The American people are aware that all of this corruption is taking place and transpiring. There's a lot of prominent people, Republicans and like Ron Paul and folks you'd call liberal like Ralph Nader, that know what's going on, that know both parties are controlled. It's all part of that process. But the good news is we don't have another guest for about 34 minutes here, so I can talk to Jim, Alex, Herb, Michelle, Joe, Aaron, and many others, folks from Florida to British Columbia to Hawaii. So we'll do that. But I have done 2 hours and 56 minutes here and haven't plugged any videos yet. And I need to do that because not only do the videos and books that we sell on the secure online video and bookstore shopping cart at InfoWars.com, not only do they fund this operation and the important work we do here, as bad as things are, imagine how much worse it'd be if all of us weren't taking action. The most important reason is they wake people up. They're informative. They're dynamic. And everybody needs to have more information, more data. None of us know it all. But I know this. You may know quite a bit more than I do. But your neighbor, your friends, your family, your boss, your employees, your pastor, your rabbi, whatever, your imam, they don't know what's going on, or they've only got a piece of it. And then thirdly, and this may even be more important than just getting the word out, people are more receptive to the truth now than they've ever been. So it supports the show, it's powerful material, it's informative, and people are ready to receive it now like they have never been before. I mean, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, it really is the preeminent overall film to give you general knowledge on who the New World Order are, how they operate, and what their master plan is. 2 hour, 40-minute film with an hour of extras on one DVD. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, or Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, or Truth Rising, or Fabled Enemies. All these videos need to be seen on high-quality DVD. Don't go to the stores. Don't blow your money on fruitcakes and ties or Star Wars toys nobody wants. Give the gift of a high-quality DVD in a beautiful package with a nice cover that reads like an adventure movie, and give it to your friends, your neighbor, your family. Tell them, hey, watch this, and it's a great film, but also don't give me anything. Your present to me is that you will watch this. But frankly, the way psychology works, then they won't want to watch it. They'll think of it as work. Tell them, man, this is radical and riveting and really crazy. What do you think of it? And that's the best way. So InfoWars.com. Get the Money Masters, 3.5-hour film, the true history of the Federal Reserve and the private banks, who they are, how they operate, the Rothschilds, 1995. Two DVDs, 1995, one package. Get the Money Masters. Get all the other books and videos we carry, not just the films I've made at InfoWars.com, or call toll-free right now. 888-253-3139. They can answer all your questions. There we have videos and books on GMO foods. So important, 888-253-3139. And don't forget PrisonPlanet.tv. It's only 15 cents a day, super high quality videos, everything up there right now.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Terror Storm, A History of Government-Sponsored Terror, Loose Change Final Cut, Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, The True Story of the Bilderberg Group, The Late Great USA, America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and
corruption. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
We're live at PrisonPlanet.tv, as we are every day. In the fourth hour, some days we do the whole show, other days 2-3 hours, but always at least 1 hour a day at Prison Planet
Freedomfighters.tv. I'm feeling good. I'm getting over that chest cold I've had the last 4 or 5 days. And we're taking your phone calls. I've covered a whole lot of issues. I mean, the private banks are saying we've taken trillions of dollars out of the Treasury, taxpayer money. We're not going to tell you who we gave it to. They're calling that transparency. They got this new Bretton Woods agreement coming up out of that framework. Lord Rothschild, the head of the Rothschild family, is in the major newspaper saying, and I'm going to show that to folks on the document cam later in the show, openly saying that they're setting up a new world order and that it's a global government, that the new world order is global government. And then I want to re-air that short clip of Alan Greenspan on the Lehrer News Hour on PBS a few nights ago. What was it, Monday night? That's now Wednesday, saying that the Federal Reserve is above the law. Such a huge deal. And we got Larry Pratt joining us in about 25 minutes. But let's go to some calls right now. Jim in Florida, you're on the air. Thanks for holding.
Alex?
Hi.
Can you hear me? I think you're probably aware of Obama's use of NLP techniques in his speeches.
Yeah, you know, I'm not an expert on any one area of mind control, but I've seen the TV shows about NLP. I know it's real. And I know that clearly from the experts I've talked to in NLP, he is doing that. And then there's a lot of other mind control going on in the background, but absolutely.
Yeah, I think everybody, there's an article on Rents.com right now, an examination of Obama's use of hidden hypnosis techniques in his speeches. It's like 67 pages long.
But we posted that a few weeks ago.
It's a must-read. It's an absolute must-read to understand how satanically manipulative this man is. He's very dangerous. And he's going to be, who knows what sort of tricks he's going to be playing, because you talked about this French Revolution spirit that they're trying to build in us to set off that terrible conflagration that I think Albert Pike talks about.
Yeah, and they will point the mobs of dumbed-down fluoride heads at the middle class when this revolution comes. It's not going to be against the bankers. You know, the public thinks that somebody who's got a car and a two-bedroom house is the elite.
Or a lawyer or whatever. You know.
No, they think anybody with $5 is the elite.
Yeah, so, and another thing I wanted to know is, there's a bill on the floor of Congress right now, from what I understand of it, for a draft of people 18 to 49. You're probably aware of that too, right?
Yeah, they've been reintroducing that for the last decade under Congressman Rangel, and then he's got 50-something co-sponsors last time I checked, and people just say, we're lying, it doesn't exist, even as Barack Obama announces they want to push it.
Well, what are your plans to do because you're in that age group, Alex. What are you going to do?
Well, I'm not going to be joining. I'm not anybody's slave, and I'm not going to be part of any tattletale squad. But, see, they're going to find lots of folks that want to wear black uniforms and want to spy on their neighbors.
Oh, yeah.
That's why we told you they'd have checkpoints and bus stops and trains, and now they do. You know, life will be like living in an airport with announcements about watching for terrorists and, you know, I mean, that's the society we're going into.
Yeah, it's shocking to me that a group of all these millions of people could be convinced to vote for a man who has no accomplishments in his life, and even a cursory examination of his past shows involvement with all sorts of bad, you know, influences.
He's a puppet, and you know, it's shocking to people this could happen, and I appreciate your call. He doesn't run anything. He's a nobody. The reason he's dangerous is because, again, he's a puppet. They will blame everything the New World Order does for the next 4 to 8 years on him. Then the New World Order will get a new lease on life with a new puppet, and then we'll learn that puppet's bad because they works for the bankers and not us, and then there'll be another puppet, and then we'll have to learn that's a bad puppet, but then we'll accept the new puppet as not being a puppet, and then we'll find out they're a puppet, and then they'll give us a new person, and we'll be fooled by that and take a few years to figure out they're a puppet. We'll be right back. Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. Our elected representatives wanted a good old boy bailout for special interest, so they ignored your screams not to do it. They turned off the telephones and email. They voted to print $850 billion at least out of thin air. This money now owns the American and European banks. The exploding inflation that is now guaranteed will slash your life savings to nothing and blast the cost of necessities, particularly food, beyond many Americans' reach. In pre-Nazi Germany superinflation, the cost of a loaf of bread doubled every 2 days until it reached over 4 billion marks. Food prices are skyrocketing so fast, there seems as if there may be no end in sight. The private banks, merging with our government, are refusing to loan grocery stores enough money to restock their shelves. The stores have less food, but jack up prices to stay in business. Whatever happens in America, we need to be prepared and be ready. Everything is zeroing in on food. One-third of Americans have to choose between buying food and paying for other necessities. My friends, whatever it takes, get prepared, get self-sufficient, get food. For everybody out there listening, it's very important for you to understand that by having a supply of storable food, the government, the New World Order, has a lot less control over you. And so it's a mindset of self-sufficiency and preparedness. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
Minutes, 25 seconds into this fourth and final hour, Larry Pratt to discuss the record gun sales, smashing all previous records nationwide as people go out and buy up guns in anticipation of more gun control. But that'll come after the controlled economic implosion, the controlled rioting, the troops on the streets. See, the globalists know how to, the social engineers know how to make you beg for their tyranny. Right now, let's go back to your calls and quickly. Alex in New York, you're on the air. Welcome.
Go ahead, Alex.
Okay, we're going to let him go. Herb in Atlanta, you're on the air. Go ahead.
The Alex Jones Show.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, Muppets and puppets and demons. Oh, my. You're covering it all today, buddy. But you know something, Alex? I'm getting physically ill looking at all politicians except Ron Paul. Let me say something about Ron Paul right quick. I read in an article that he made a passionate plea on the floor of the House of Representatives to get rid of the Federal Reserve System, to repeal the Federal Reserve
Act. He also called for their arrest.
Go ahead.
He also called for their arrest a month ago on this show. And the general public still not. We have to have that idea in our head. These are criminals that engineered this banking collapse. They shouldn't be given more power.
Absolutely not. I think it's utterly pathetic that these people are now claiming that they have some kind of sovereign authority, that they're above the law. And all of this crap was set up during a lame duck session of Congress. I try to tell people this, yet they control everything about the U.S. economy, and you know what? That is why the our government, as you say, is basically corrupt and illegitimate, because the insurgent politicians, they are elected based on what they're willing to do for the Federal Reserve System. And I want to ask you a quick question about Barack Obama before I ask you about Rambo Emanuel. Now, do you think that the CIA is going to somehow magically produce a copy of his birth certificate? And if they do that, what about his medical records that have been sealed?
You know, I don't know what's going to happen. In a way, whether he's an American or not, I'm not saying it's a distraction or a diversion. It's a substantive issue. But it becomes a red herring from just the issues he supports. Total banker takeover of the society, domestic drafts, police squads, tattletale squads, carbon taxes that will fully bankrupt our economy and that will make more carbon be produced because it will make all the industry go to India and China where they have no carbon restrictions. I mean, even if you believe that carbon dioxide is a deadly chemical weapon that must be banned, oh, goodness, plants breathe it, which, of course, is pure bull. But let's just say that's true. Then why would you do what the government studies show would actually increase the overall output of CO2, because it'll just cause it to move to the third world nations that aren't under this. This is a tax. This is control. So that's why I'm really most against Barack Obama.
When you was talking with Jack McGlam about the FEMA preachers, he mentioned that when the government goes after, I want you to hear me very well, when the government goes after the Second Amendment, then that's when they will get their war for the damn republic. Now, it's time to have Jack McGlam back on, because now this is exactly what these profligate, illegitimate demons are talking about through this Rambo Emanuel. Who gave him this name? The name Emmanuel means God with us. We got a dressed up demons amongst us, Alex, as far as these politicians are concerned. That's my honest assessment.
Yeah, Rahm Emanuel means high with God, or in the high place with God. I appreciate your call, sir. I want to go through some news here in a minute and also show it to you here on the document cam, but we'll do that later. Let's continue with your calls right now. Let's talk to Michelle in British Columbia. You're on the air.
Actually, Michelle and Joe dropped off.
Okay. These callers call in and they drop right off. Aaron in Hawaii, you're on the air.
Hi there, Alex.
Hi.
I really appreciate what you're doing. You give me a lot of incentive to contact the senators and the reps here in Hawaii and trying to explain to them what is going on. My husband and I called, and we're completely against the bailout. And basically, we're just talking to their aides. I've got different reactions depending on which office, everything from screaming back at me and hanging up on me to one of them saying that they will personally call me back on the 17th. Just trying to let them know, let my neighbors know here, that we know what's going on, that all of this has been engineered. They want to take away our sovereignty. It's frightening. And here in Maui, it was very strange, you know, because Obama, you know, supposedly was born over on Oahu. And it's real funny because Governor Lingle here sealed his birth, supposedly sealed his birth records, and supposed to remain that way until after the election. However, the issue just seemed to have been forgotten about, even locally here. And then I heard that the Kenyan government also was sealing things because possibly he was really born in Kenya.
Yes, they've been sealing and hiding it and acting very, very suspicious, which is never a good sign, is it?
Oh, no, sir. No, sir. There's no reason for the governor to seal something like that. You know, just the fact that she said they were sealing it is really, to me, an admission that he really isn't a citizen. The private school that he went to, Oahu here, I forget the name of it. It's in Hawaiian, but Hanahou, I think. It's like $15,000 a year. You know, how could his family have afforded, you know, if he was a single mom on food stamps and this and that, afford to go to
no,
a
no, no,
like
the guy is a foundation creation from day one. I appreciate your call. Good to hear from you. We're going to take more calls coming up, and we're going to have Larry Pratt on with us, but it was good to hear from you, Aaron, in Hawaii. Here's that Bloomberg report I talked about yesterday. Fed defies transparency aim and refusal to identify bank loans. Then it says $2 trillion of emergency loans from American taxpayers and the troubled assets the central bank is accepting as collateral. And they're just saying it's secret. But everybody keeps talking about $700 billion. That's a distractionary amount that they are talking about there. So they are really throwing this in our face.
Here's one. This was reported in the German and Austrian newspapers. The University of Veterinary Medicine in Vienna did a study with mice and found that it sterilized them and lowered their birth weights and caused all sorts of problems with just one type of Monsanto maize. So I wanted to show that to everybody who's watching at PrisonPlanet.tv. The headline there, of course, is genetically modified maize lowers fertility in mice, study finds. This is one of the big newspapers over in the United Arab Emirates. It's the National. And they had a big global meeting on the future of banking there last week, or over the weekend, and guess who was there? This guy, Baron David Rothschild, the head of the Rothschild Bank. The Rothschilds have helped the British government since financing Wellington's army to fight the French in 1815. That's actually when they bankrupted it by design. And they actually admit that in the article and say that this guy basically runs world banking. And then they have him bragging about how they're setting up a new world order, world government out of this crisis. The first barons of banking is that headline for everybody out there that wants to check it out. And then you can open it up to the second page, and it gets into the new world order. It gets into global government. It's all right there in the article for anybody that that wants to read it. It's all there for the people that want to see it. So there's that report. Continuing, Russia is rejecting U.S. missile proposals. And that's out of Reuters. The United States and NATO have moved all sorts of weapon systems and systems to shoot down Russian missiles right up against their border in Poland, Czechoslovakia, Ukraine, Georgia. And NATO admits in its doctrine, that was a good move there. I've still got a cold here a little bit, folks, so bear with me. We're going to go ahead and punch this up on screen. Here you go. Russia rejects U.S. missile proposal. The Kremlin on Wednesday rejected U.S. Proposals aimed at easing concerns over a missile defense system in Europe and said it would try again to resolve the fight once Barack Obama is in the White House. Russia says the planned U.S. system will threaten its national security and that the administration of George Bush, which leaves office in January, has failed to allay its concerns. And then they, in an asinine fashion, come out and say that it's for Iran. It's to fight terrorists. So they're just stirring up wars with Russia. By the way, Barack Obama has announced that he's going to have lobbyists in his administration and donors. That was all lies, and he's not getting rid of Guantanamo Bay, and he's not getting out of Iraq, and he's not getting rid of torture, and he's not getting rid of warrantless wiretapping.
Ionic Zone has the lowest prices in the USA on shock treatment ozone generators starting at $299. Ionic Zone shock treatment ozone generators are used by remediation contractors and homeowners alike to sterilize homes and cars, making them free from bacteria, molds, viruses, and complete removal of secondhand smoke, pet odors, you name it. What else can three oxygen atoms, in other words, ozone, do? Many hospitals sterilize their operating rooms with ozone before and after operations. And have you ever heard of ozone therapy? Ionic Zone has a wealth of information on ozone therapy. Ozone therapy is used, among other things, to raise the body's oxygen level, which studies suggest boosts the immune system. You can learn more about ozone therapy or Ionic Zone ozone generators by going to ioniczone.com or calling 800-549-9535. That's ioniczone.com or toll-free 800-549-9535. Ionic Zone.
On September 11th, 2001, along with hundreds of my fellow troops, I went to Ground Zero, and we knew what to do. Or at least we thought we did.
Truth Rising is a breakthrough 9/11 film that finally gives first responders a platform to tell their story.
Whitman, EPA director, on the 18th made a statement that the air was safe to breathe.
This film follows the growing momentum of 9/11 Truth as brave souls throughout the world take action against their global masters.
He had his hand over the radio while he was getting a countdown. He takes his hand off and you hear 3, 2, 1, and it was boom, 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 boom.
This is an emergency transmission worldwide. Download Truth Rising at prisonplanet.tv and aggressively spread it worldwide, or order the DVD at Infowars.com. If we don't expose the government-sponsored terror, they're going to commit more acts and bring in martial law.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you have greater exposure to these chemicals while taking hot showers than when drinking the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed into the skin. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter works with both hot and cold water, and it's designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus. The KDF Dual Media Shower Filter typically lasts 10,000 gallons, or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter normally, $49, for our special price of only $39.99 with free shipping. Call the Berkey Guy and order now by calling 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or simply click on the banner at GCNLive.com to order online now.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com. Or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
All right, we're live at PrisonPlanet.tv. I'm Alex Jones, your host. Going out on the AM and FM dial, global shortwave, the internet. Don't forget the free podcast downloaded by over 105,000 people a day and growing Monday through Sunday. Only day off is Saturday. Free podcast 6 days a week. Listen how you want, where you want, when you want. Very thankful to all the listeners and people that love liberty and hate tyranny. Okay, got a lot of callers here, and I got my call list scrambled earlier. Who's been holding the longest here, John?
Michelle in B.C. Colbeck.
Okay, Michelle in B.C. Go ahead, you're on the air.
Alex. Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Hope you're feeling better. And I've been awakened to all this only for about 6 months, and I'm 43 years old. I should have had this information much sooner in my life. Anyways, I also want to mention I just recently subscribed to your show. I've bought some of your videos. I'm planning on buying more for Christmas. This will be my Christmas gift to people. But what I wanted, one thing I wanted to ask you about is up here, Canadians tend, they think that the Bank of Canada is controlled by the government of Canada. And in the research I've done, back in, I think it was 72, all of that was turned over to the same thugs. Actually, Mark Carney is the governor of the Bank of Canada, who served as director for Goldman Sachs.
Yes, the Bank of Canada has governmental power, but its profits are private. And it is a private chartered bank, just like in 1913, our Federal Reserve, our parasite, you know, it's like my cancer. You know, I talk about it possessively. It's not our military. It's not our police. It's the New World Orders. I'm not saying they're individually bad, but the system itself is evil. So I have to semantically myself reprogram myself to really use proper terms. But the Federal Reserve is private. And the Bank of England is private. The Bundesbank is private. And it is the same families that own it. It's the Dutch, the British royalty, the Rothschilds. It's less than 20 families that own the shares in these. Let me play you, in case you missed it in the first hour. I said I'd play this again. This is two nights ago, Lehrer News Hour. This is Alan Greenspan saying, but saying it's a good thing, that the Federal Reserve isn't under Congress, the president. It is an agency unto itself with no oversight, as if that is the American way. No checks and balances. Here it is.
What is the proper relationship, what should be the proper relationship between a chairman of the Fed and a president of the United States?
Well, first of all, the Federal Reserve is an independent agency, and that means basically that there is no other agency of government which can overrule actions that we take. So long as that is in place and there is no evidence that the administration or the Congress or anybody else is requesting that we do things other than what we think is the appropriate thing, then what the relationships are don't frankly matter. And I've had very good relationships with presidents.
All right. Amazing spin. Implying with semantics it's federal, but never saying it. And then saying that as long as government has no oversight, as long as government has no say, the Fed is legitimate. You can go watch the whole clip online. It's like 5 minutes. But I mean, it's a private group. They control the issuance of currency and liquidity and credit. They can cut it off, then terrorize the Congress into giving their private banks trillions of dollars, and then they tell us, we said you could look at what we did, but we're not going to tell you anything we did. It's all secret. So it's a new level of corruption, Michelle.
Alex, I get that, and it sounds like a lot of Americans are starting to get that. The issue for me is Canadians just aren't buying it. Like I'm fully aware of this, and when I post comments on CBC.ca, you know, there'll be like 10 pages of replies and only about three posters there who you can see get it.
Well, that's because they're invested in the
system.
They're in denial. They're invested in the system. They don't want to admit bad people are robbing them. And so they just say it's not true. But as things get worse and worse, they're going to remember what you said in British Columbia, Michelle. They're going to remember what I said in Austin, Texas. They're going to remember what people said in London and Germany and Japan and Russia and Mexico. And there are more people taking action. I appreciate your call. So just continue on warning them. They're going to laugh, but later they're going to remember. Now, I keep meaning to plug this, and by plug it, I mean I want to just commend these guys. There are so many 9/11 truth groups, so many We Are Change groups, so many groups doing yeoman's work of getting involved, confronting politicians, getting out there and educating people, getting out there and getting off their butts and turning the tide. And We Are Change San Antonio. We posted some of their videos yesterday, the persecution they're going through. I want to salute those three young men down there in San Antonio, Texas. Great job. We'll be right back with Larry Pratt.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Yeah, I'm going to keep going and go ahead and talk to John during the break. Hey,
are
John.
You fed up? Yes, sir.
Have you got Pratt on ISDN line?
Yep, I'm going to have to disconnect the backup line and then connect him right now on that.
So all right, great. And then go ahead and get his audio up and everything. He always has it low. And we'll talk to everybody out there. Okay, pal. Thanks.
Sure, no problem.
Use them and love them, knowing they're all natural and safe, and I save big time. Call Calvin Pure Soap at 1-800-340-7091. That's 1-800-340-7091. Or log on to 5starsoap.com now for a free catalog. Again, that number, 1-800-340-7091 or 5starsoap.com for all your cleaning needs.
A day unlike any other in the long course of American history, a terrorist act of war against this country.
The enemy struck America on September 11th. But who is the enemy?
Bin Laden.
This is his M.O.
We have to look to the Middle East. We have to look to Osama bin Laden.
Fabled Enemies is the first 9/11 film to take a close look at the terrorist ties to intelligence networks inside the United States.
Some U.S. investigators believe that there are Israelis again very much engaged in spying in and on the U.S.
I'm aware that some Israeli citizens have been detained.
Bin Laden's connections to the CIA, the hijackers' ties to the FBI, the Saudi Arabian connection, the Israeli intelligence network, warnings and war games, the shadow government, and much, much more. Fabled Enemies. Get the DVD at Infowars.com or see it in super high quality, along with hundreds of other titles at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Either you are with us or you are with the terrorists.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Over the last 40 years, we've seen prayer and God thrown out of the schools by decisions of the U.S. Supreme Court. Yet on February 29, 1892, in a 9-0 decision of the U.S. Supreme Court, America was declared a Christian nation. There is an ongoing assault on your First Amendment right of freedom of religion and freedom of assembly. We'd like to help you understand why these things are happening by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
There's more and more guerrilla media taking place. Somebody put out 1.5 million fake New York Post papers. Must have been a big organization. With the headline, Iraq War Over, Bush Arrested. And it's those type of things that will shock people out of their catatonic state. Getting my films, my books, my videos, the materials we carry, getting them out to people, making copies of them, other materials, other information, starting your own local radio show, starting a website, a blog, an audio blog, a video blog, fighting for internet freedom. In fact, let's punch up the PrisonPlanet.tv document cam. I want to show folks shots of the New York. It was the New York Times. The guys were telling me about it during the break, reading me the headline. They told me the New York Post for some reason. It's the New York Times, so that's why I ran in and told you about this. But here it is. The New York Times, Iraq War Ends. And they've got, again, all these other fake headlines there. Let's read some of them here. It says, Nation sets its sights on building sane economy. Treasury announces true cost tax plan. Popular pressure bolsters recent progressive. It's so small I can't read all of it in the screenshot of it, but ex-secretary apologizes for WMD scare. So it goes on and on. This is obviously from a liberal bent, which you're not going to get from Barack Obama. You're going to get more wars, more corporate looting. He's saying he's now going to have lobbyists in his administration. He's saying that torture is going to continue. He's saying Guantanamo is going to stay open for now. The troops are going to stay there for 18 months before he looks at it again. He's saying wiretapping will continue. In fact, it's all over the news here today. Obama's bailout bunch brings us more of the same. That's out of Bloomberg Financial today. And that's exactly what he's doing. Most in AP poll, confident Obama will fix economy. But I went and looked up the actual poll, not just the AP article. I went and looked it up by the folks that did it. They only asked registered Republicans and Democrats who had voted in the election. And so, you know, that's 30, 40% of the public, well, almost 40% of the public that didn't vote. They didn't ask them. But 70% believe Obama will try to fix the economy. I mean, that's just ridiculous. Now, if you research into this more, the majority of the public think the economy is going to get worse. So that's the thing with polls. You've got to look at them from different angles. Here's an Inter Press Service report. Obama's foreign policy, no sharp break from Bush. As more companies seek aid, where do the bailouts stop? Well, we haven't had real bailouts of U.S. companies or actual manufacturing or people's mortgages. And I'm against it, by the way, it's socialism. This isn't even socialism. This is just foreign banks looting us of over $2 trillion. But I'm going to shut up about that and go to Larry Pratt for just one segment because we've had record gun sales in the country, breaking all of the instant background check records, the FBI says. Gun shops everywhere are almost sold out or sold out. Most types of semi-autos that Obama wants to go after are there. But I thought we'd get Larry Pratt on just briefly to talk about what the real threat is and how they're going to do this by stealth. And then where Barack Obama and his chief of staff really do stand on the Second Amendment. He wants a 500% tax on firearms. So if a gun costs $100, they would add, $500 on it. They want to ban 50 cals. They want to restrict 308, 223. So they've said that they want to shut down gun shows. They are coming for your guns, but they've got to stage a mass shooting first or hype one up. Larry Pratt, head of Gun Owners of America, thanks for coming on with us.
Alex, thank you for having me. I think you're absolutely correct. And in many ways, I would imagine Obama being a Marxist thug right out of Chicago politics, not to mention his Kenya connections, is going to go for it. He's going to go for a lot of different things. Not speaking of guns at the moment, and especially I would imagine he's going to go after changing further the voting rules to further keep his group of Marxists in power.
Now, again, the bankers put him in because the bankers, as Carol Quigley and others said, they like Marxists because they'll destroy the middle class, the competition of the elite, and hand all that money and power and real estate over to them. And so if you really look at what he's doing, he's coming after the middle class. His carbon tax will destroy the middle class.
That'll produce poverty and unhappiness, and by changing the voting rules, they will be able to contain any voting uprising that might occur. People standing in line all day for a loaf of bread, all we have to do is look at Soviet Union, Cuba, other places, they don't have time to plan an election campaign or anything else.
Yeah, I know you're a student. You're a best-selling author and a student of history. Explain to people that communists aren't stupid. They always want to steal the wealth. They know that making you poor is a way to control you. Tell them about it.
This has been a pattern that we have seen, and I've had to conclude they really do know what they're doing. It is a control technique. Communism, socialism is not an economic theory. It's a political theory on how to rule, on how to maintain a monopoly of power. Now, obviously, guns being controlled by the government is part of it. But frankly, I think they're going to have us on our knees before they do something bold, like even renewing the Clinton gun ban.
Exactly. They're not going to try to bring in troops to the streets. They're all set up and locked and loaded until the economic system causes riots and degradation, and then the public will beg for it.
Will applaud. Exactly correct. I think that's exactly the scenario that they would seek. And all we have to do is look either in Rules for Radicals to see what his communist mentor, not a live mentor, but he read him, Saul Alinsky and Rules for Radicals, or look at the way he collaborated with the takeover in Kenya, a power-sharing arrangement that had no constitutional basis, but the victor in the election felt it was the only thing he could do to stop the mayhem, the killing of Christians in Kenya.
And it turns out that Obama advised Odinga
and that's been documented in the emails, it's even mainstream news, on how to stage riots and kill people. So I mean, this guy isn't playing games, and he's going to have he's going to have the youth corps, the million man spy army, which is now admitted back in the. I mean, we're talking about hellish.
So look for something to go through before his first 2 years that says that for a federal election you have to allow for Election Day registration. Of course, amnesty will produce a lot of new Democrat voters, and they might even go so far as to bring statehood for Puerto Rico and D.C., which means four new socialist senators right there. That gives them closer and closer to a defeat-proof majority. It may be that a majority of the country will be opposed to them, but you won't be able to register that effectively in an acorn-driven election with all the new rules. And so then gun owners can, we're going to be faced very likely with the prospect of the rules being changed, the BATFE, the Federal Gun Police, marching even worse than they are again now under Bush against not only individual owners but stores. And as you mentioned, gun shows, I think, will be the first legislative item up because the NRA has supported that. It was John McCain's legislation. It ultimately failed because they got greedy and had too many other things on it. But if they kept it to a pure gun show bill, they could get that through about any time they wanted.
And that's what they want to stop is private sales. And the way they write these is a citizen won't be able to even sell one to his neighbor. That gives the BATF a end to go after their favorite target, the law-abiding citizen who wants it for self-defense. That's who they love to throw the book at, not the real criminals. And so then they can really start going after people, seizing whole gun collections to, quote, track where they were bought. You don't have a receipt for that. Just hellish control.
And we know it's not going to bother criminals. They've got this and more in England, and all they've gotten for their trouble is almost now three times the number of illegal guns in the country as were there when they confiscated them at the beginning of 1997. So we are looking at a really bad ride, and I think this guy is dedicated enough to power. He's no Bill Clinton, who at least had the quote-unquote, redeeming virtue of having, shall we say, extracurricular interests. This guy's all business. He is a hardcore, hate-filled Marxist who really hates Western civilization and America in particular. And
his wife and he have said that. He is focused. He wants to destroy the middle class. He loves the internationalist. He loves the bankers. He hates this country. There's no doubt about that. These internationalists, they hate the free market, and they can't wait. They can't. I mean, they say it on NPR. The spoiled, rotten consumers, the Americans, the carbon tax will teach you.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And even though
the misery it's going to cause poor folks to quote bankrupt the coal plants and tax everything that's energy related to carbon. I mean, this is hellish. Go ahead, Larry.
Yeah, to them, it doesn't matter that they will kill the productive engine of the United States and probably the West. They know that they will always be able to live well. Look at what's the guy's name in Korea, Kim Il-sung or something like that.
Oh, funny you mentioned him. Let me play a clip of him first. Come in with Kim Jong-il introducing Hans Blix. Here it is.
Briggs, paid off. Hans Blix bought his salty car.
Hans Briggs? Oh, no. Oh, hello. Great to see you again, Hans.
Mr. Il, I was supposed to be allowed to inspect your palace today, and your guards won't let me into certain areas.
Hans, we've been through this a dozen times. I don't have any weapons of mass destruction.
All right. Okay, Hans. Hey, how you like that? I'm sorry, just a little bit of joking here. I meant to play that earlier. I'm not sad he's had a second stroke and that piece of filth who's murdered millions of his own people is probably going to die soon. But sorry, Larry, go ahead.
Well, it hasn't stopped him, even though he's destroyed the middle class. They hardly produce anything in North Korea. He lives perfectly luxuriously, or has, at least in the past, until his present illness. And that's the way socialists think. They look at economics as distribution. To the extent they believe their own propaganda, they kind of like Michelle Obama saying, "Well, we got to take a piece of your pie and give it to somebody else who needs it more." It never occurs to them that the pie is going to be gone and there won't be anything to distribute, but they don't care because they will have attained power, total control, for a very long period of time in so doing. And of course they're going to come after the guns, but they're going to come after the guns someday when we're standing in line. I was talking to a guy from Bolivia. They're having terrible times down there. They have to get in line about 1 a.m. if they want a loaf of bread later in the day.
Well, that's what these control freaks do, Larry Pratt, as you know, over and over again. I mean, that's like UNIDIR said on July 7, 2000. They said we must disarm the civilians to have the power monopoly of the state. To them, they understand that independent people that are middle class are the enemy, and it's the lower classes dumbed down, working for socialism, that give the power structure to the elite to destroy the middle class. Again, this is so central. Please continue.
So, you know, if we're standing in line waiting for a loaf of bread since 1, 2 o'clock in the morning, they can come by our house and collect the guns. We won't even be there. So that's metaphorically or figuratively, that's how it's going to be.
Yeah, you won't even have a house to be able to buy guns or shoot them or have a culture.
I have to accept the point. You're right. There will be, and it may not happen right away. You can look at South Africa. It's been happening little by little but very steadily for a number of years since the communists took over the African National Congress. That's what's coming.
And by the way, they allow selective gangs in South Africa and other countries to kill and murder other African tribes, groups of whites, whites killing other whites, and it's left alone. I've seen two different videos, and I'm not in a bashing fest here, folks, but if a gay guy got punched in the face and had something taken away and stomped, say a rainbow flag, it'd be international top news. In California, a group of protesters stormed a church, tore things apart, chanted against Jesus, and then on video, punch an old lady in the face, grab her cross away on news cameras, beat her up, and the news, it's up on Infowars.com, says, well, there was a scuffle today. So, again, they're going to allow their people...
And both sides were probably saying hateful things, I'm sure.
No, they weren't. But the point is that they're going to allow selective thugism.
Exactly. Exactly. And they will actually blame the victim by saying it was the church that was speaking hateful stuff. And so that's why those poor homosexuals were provoked to do what they did. That's the world we're rapidly becoming part of. I mean, we've been dealing with a media that was skewered for some time. They try to make it seem as if we're in the middle of a big crime wave when we are not, but that's the way they can always sell gun control. Like you say, every time there's a big shooting, that's the next opportunity for grabbing some more guns.
Well, Larry Pratt, the silver lining here that I want you to speak to in closing is that 10 years ago, 20 years ago, we were in trouble. They were advancing. Now they're advancing covertly with manufacturing, lawsuits, importation restrictions, buying up all the ammo. But they're not advancing overtly anymore. And that's why Handgun Control and others have said, well, we'll just brainwash your kids. They brag, we've got your kids. I've seen them brag and say that. So the good news is these bastards are having to go more covert now because we're winning the fight for the hearts and minds.
Well, I hope that's right. And if it is, we may find that we're going to have to switch to satellite radio. You're already there, of course. But these guys could even come after the Internet through a treaty with the U.N. There are so many stealth ways. We've only scratched the surface.
Oh, I forgot to bring that up. Stay with us on the, speaking of the Internet, we won't be on the AM and FM dial and shortwave, but during this three-minute break, just for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers and hundreds of thousands listening on the web and on the podcast, explain how they may try a UN treaty to do that, Larry Pratt. But before we end this segment, give people the website and toll-free number to find out more.
Gun Owners is at gunowners.org on the web. That's the best way to get us, gunowners.org. You can join there. You can get on our email alert, which is a freebie, gunowners.org.
And you've also got the Bitter Clinger t-shirt, which we'll talk about behind the scenes right now for the PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. Please stay with us, and then I'll be back in the final segment for everybody else. Okay, Larry, get into the UN angle for folks.
Well, for years they've been trying to get the United States looped into a treaty at the UN, a small arms treaty is normally the way they call it. Well, small arms might sound military, and hey, I don't have a military gun, I just have a semi-automatic handgun or a hunting rifle. Well, believe me, that's what they mean by small arms, and that's the way they could come against us. They've got this very, very wrong notion that a treaty trumps anything in the Constitution. Actually, it only trumps something that the U.S. government had authority to enter into a treaty for to begin with. But they'll look at it as, oh, we got the treaty. Well, now we have to kiss off the Second Amendment. Sorry about that. Sorry about that D.C. decision that overturned gun bans. That was then. This is now. No more Second Amendment. And this is the way they've been advancing a lot of their agenda for almost 100 years. They started it with migratory birds. Oh, we can't keep you from hunting migratory birds with a national law? Okay, we'll get a treaty with Canada, and then we'll stuff it right down your throat.
Or they are now going to list carbon dioxide as a deadly toxic poison, not one of the four main elements of life on the planet, and then by claiming polar bears are endangered, which they're at record levels, 40-something thousand, just on our side of the Northern Hemisphere, just in the Americas, not to mention Russia and other places, and then they lie and say polar bears can't swim. I mean, these people are just unconscionable in the level of lies they will tell.
Yeah, I guess I must have been dreaming when I saw those videos of polar bears in the Arctic swimming.
Nope, it's all lies. And it's no longer global warming. It's now climate change. Any season, any climate change, the bureaucrats got to take your house and your factory and your farm because they care about you.
And if they're doing it for a UN treaty, you really won't have any defense. Forget about any of your constitutional protections. Once they think they've got themselves covered with one of these UN treaties, that's it, baby. And they've been using these things for a long time. It's simply a matter of moving the chess pieces a little further down the board. It's not as if they're inventing something brand new.
How do we stop the UN pushing through a treaty? Just being watchful?
We've got to be watchful, and that's one reason I hope people will go to gunowners.org, get themselves on our email alert list, because we may have to respond very, very quickly when they try to pull one of these things. It may come up in any number of backhanded ways from behind closed doors. And so we've got to be ever alert. Folks have to be ready, kind of like Minutemen, to get those email, or this thing could just pass.
Absolutely. Larry, we're coming back to the full audience. Here we go. I'm going to let Larry Pratt go here in about a minute and a half as the show's almost over. But before we do that, Larry, at the state level, at the county level, at the federal regulatory level, what are some of the biggest hot spots right now, some of the most dangerous threats to the Second Amendment briefly, and then some of the good spots, so some of the places where we're reclaiming our basic human right to self-defense?
I would say one of the most important things that we have to do in the area of reclaiming is to get what we would call Katrina laws, laws that prohibit the confiscation of guns from people during an emergency. I mean, unless they're committing a crime, but if they're just walking down the street with a shotgun.
Yeah, you can't have emergency decrees to take people's guns.
And if they do it, and just making it illegal won't stop them, because you hardly ever hear of police officers being prosecuted. But if you do what was done at the federal level, thanks to Senator Vitter and then Representative Jindal, and if you do it at the state level, as they have done in Utah, you make it so that if those guns are confiscated in spite of the law, that the victim can bring a personal lawsuit, meaning that the police department or whatever does not pay for the guy's legal expenses, and if he loses and there's a monetary settlement against him, because these will be civil suits. He has to pay it out of his own pocket. There goes his home. There goes his savings. There goes his retirement.
Yeah, we've got to punish people that violate the Bill of Rights and Constitution, and then also gives police a law to say no to their superiors or to the governor or somebody else if they try that. Larry Pratt, thank you for joining us.
Thank you for having me, Alex.
I forgot one quick question. Is it encouraging to see record gun sales?
Yes, I think it is, because I know it's bringing new people into the fold. I've had calls from people who say, well, I've never owned a gun, but, ladies typically. But what kind of gun should I have?
It's a good cultural revolution. I know a lot of liberals buying guns. They are waking up and realizing and understanding it's a very special, precious thing. Larry, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
You bet. There goes Larry Pratt, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to end this transmission. We had a bunch of big guests on. Of course, Gary Franchi about the protest against the Federal Reserve all over the country, Alan Watt and others. That's coming up at the very end of the show. I'm getting over my cold, so the radio show is getting back on track. Before we end the broadcast, I do want to encourage everybody to listen to me very carefully and to start being self-sufficient, not just with firearms, but with storable foods. And the place to do that with the best storable foods available for the price, freeze-dried and dehydrated, is eFoodsDirect.com, the J. Michael Stevens Group, 800-409-5633. With all the craziness and the upheaval going on in the world, it is more important than ever to be self-sufficient. It is more important than ever to not count on the government or anybody else. And this is high-quality food that lasts more than 10 years in climate-controlled, 10 years in non-climate-controlled. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. This is insurance you can't afford to not have. 800-409-5633. Call and get a free brochure. Call and learn about the great food packages they've got from 2 months up to 5 years. 800-409-5633. Or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Big giant banners at the top of Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com. And then, of course, Akola Blue. It's so cool. I hope you check out their whole line of products. They don't just have these neat atmospheric water generators there. They have a lot of other products. Solar panels, you name it. But just check them out. EcolaBlue.com, E-C-O-L-O, blue.com. They manufacture them. They've got them. They've got them in stock. A lot of these atmospheric water generators are sold out, folks. They have them. EcolaBlue.com. We have one right here in the office. I'm drinking it right here. In fact, put me on TV here real fast. Look. Good stuff. Again, ladies and gentlemen, check out EcolaBlue.com or 866-585-4044. That's 866-585-4044 or EcolaBlue.com. Check them out. Rebroadcast starts now. Thanks to all the listeners and affiliates and sponsors.